you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
It is impossible to overstate just how bad that sucks.
I find that despicable. I find that disgusting. Naughty, naughty, naughty.
I think it's hot. It's hot. It's hot. It's tight. It's a hit, man, and I like it. I'm gonna go get it. That's the keeper right there.
It's okay. You know, I mean, if you weren't gay, you'd be a pretty weird guy.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. Well, the call letters are new. I can understand why you'd have trouble with some of the letters.
I just had a stroke. Don't mock me.
You dark-sided, Kevin.
What is it about Kevin that makes you love him?
He's so simple.
And now...
That is absolutely true.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's, 5:35?
Yes.
More or less.
I think.
Can't see the clock?
It is 5:35.
It is weird that it's 5:30 in the morning. It's pitch black dark out, yet it's so bright where we are, we can't even see each other.
Yeah, I don't know what the
Who's speaking now? Which one of you is speaking?
I don't know what the CIA spotlights are doing in our faces, but...
Seriously, is this a Best Buy parking lot, or are we at Abu Ghraib? What's going on here?
It's the Patriot Act, man.
Wow.
Everything's got to be lit like this now.
Really?
Yeah. No matter what?
Really?
Everywhere you go.
Everywhere you go.
Sex in your bedroom?
Have you seen
like
the bathroom at K-Rock?
Oh, yeah.
Big lights hanging over your head.
I do feel like if we went and broadcast from the sun, we'd get some shade at least. Just a little relief from the brightness.
Yes.
Seriously, they've got these gigantic... You know the spotlights that light up the sky? That's what they have on us, one in each of our faces.
Well, they're Klieg lights. We're trying to get out of prison.
Yeah.
I need a tan. It all works out.
Okay. Well, that's
now
great.
I know what it feels like to be Kevin.
Yeah, you
just
it
so close?
Walked
I
in.
I just got here seconds ago.
Yeah, see, no big deal, right?
Traffic. Not a big deal at all. It's fun.
Well, Kevin just beat you by about 3 minutes. We did play an extra song because neither one of you were here.
But I was here by the end of that song, was I not?
You were not.
I was. Just before it started.
Oh, the tree fell over.
All right, now it's breezy. Now it's
gale force winds are kicking up. Okay.
Well, the 405, if you're heading down here, is narrowed down to one lane.
Yeah, they blocked three lanes.
Pourquoi?
There's an accident around the 710, I think.
What do you know?
I heard it on the radio.
Oh, that's right.
No,
you do traffic.
I need to go that
some
way.
Sort of tractor-trailer jackknifed or
like
something.
Like an 18-wheeler and another truck.
Three lanes are closed. So
well, the 405 is not a major thoroughfare.
No,
don't worry
not
about
a big
that.
Artery.
Yeah, not
head
a lot
over
of
to
cars
the 710
there.
And
it's
you'll be
bleeding
fine.
Out. That artery is bleeding out right now.
So did you have the Kevin panic, or were you calm and cool?
No, I knew it, you know, I don't have to do showbiz until around 6 o'clock. So
yeah, so you're fine.
Bought me another half an hour.
He doesn't technically have to be here until 10 to 6.
Exactly.
But
except jibber jab.
Except for on the remote, at which point you're supposed to be here to fill in for me when I'm not here.
That's true. You don't have that responsibility.
Well, obviously, we're live on location. We're at the Best Buy in Signal Hill. It's so bright where we are, I can't tell if we've got anyone out there.
Nope, nobody's here yet.
Is there anyone here in the parking lot?
There's five people.
And you guys, you see they
six,
have like
maybe.
Couches. And chairs and stuff.
They
out
have
there?
More comfortable seating than we do.
They
that's
really
nice.
Do. It's very cool.
Yeah, man. They don't have the lights of truth on their faces. We should move down there.
They are now the lights of truth.
You can't lie to those lights.
You're compelled.
Nothing you can do.
Your hips don't lie. First of all, and then second of all, you can't lie.
Well, welcome, you guys. It's good to see. And the reason we're here is because today is the day. Let me make sure I got this right. Is today the day our new joint drops?
Yes. That's right.
Okay. Yes. Fantastic.
That's you right, my brother.
That's right.
Though don't say that around Michael Richards.
No.
He will come at you.
Well, that's how the Afro-Americans say it.
Ah, yes.
As he likes to refer to them.
Afro-Americans.
He called them Afro-Americans like three times.
Well, they do have Afros.
That's like this close to calling them coloreds, you know?
I know it is.
He didn't know it, right? So he's on Letterman, and the crowd is kind of laughing because they're like, what? Afro-Americans? And he gets upset. He's like, oh, I knew it was a bad idea to come on Letterman. This is maybe not the right place for me to come on because I hear the audience laughing.
Like there's a right place for him to go right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, I think he's smart, though, too. And for folks who don't know what we're talking about, Michael Richards just blew a gasket on stage at the Laugh Factory Friday night, and he was heckled by a couple of Afro-Americans.
Oh, I don't like Darkie, Jerry.
And he heckled him right back with some very strong, abusive, and not funny language.
Yes.
And so now he's in a little bit of a firestorm because the video ended up on Harvey the Hammer Levin's TMZ.com, so whatever career he had left appeared to be out the window. So I think he was smart to take his friend Jerry Seinfeld's advice and at least try to get out and discuss it now rather than let it stew for a couple of weeks before he makes a statement.
Go on, Letterman! Your career's over!
Plus, Jerry was vouching for him. I mean, after he did his apology, Jerry said, I know this guy that many years, blah, blah, blah. So that's
I think it was the best thing he could have done.
Yeah. Well, the best thing he could have done was not use the N-word. Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been.
Second best thing he could have done.
So did Jerry go on and say, seriously, look at all the black cast members we had on Seinfeld.
Norman was black. Elaine was black. They're all black.
Oh, wait a minute. That show was practically The Klan. Oh, wait a minute.
Well, it's a place in New York. There aren't a lot of black people there.
Yeah. The mystery of Seinfeld and Friends is that they lived in the only square mile in New York without a single minority. How did they ever pull
it
that off?
Kramer's attorney was the only guy on the show.
That's right. Oh, the Johnny Cochran guy. Yeah, you're right. Right. Oh, Miss Double December just arrived.
Yeah. Yes, she did.
Wow, we were having a good conversation. I forgot what it was about just now.
Drawing.
So, what's the plan today? What do we got going on?
We're going to sell some CDs, bitch. Do stuff. Today is the day, as Bean said, that our joint drops.
Are we going to sell more CDs?
His joint has dropped years ago, by the way.
We're going to sell more than Federline this week. That's exciting.
Oh, hell yeah.
I hope we sell more than Federline today.
Yeah, I do too. I think there's a good possibility of that happening.
What did he sell, 6,000 or something
Yeah.
like that? That's awesome. So Kevin and Bean's Super Christmas comes out today at all Southern California Best Buys.
Best Buy.
Nice. Thank you. And we are going to be here. We're going to be signing them. This is our only event in Signal Hill at the brand-new Best Buy store on Cherry.
You might mention that OK Go is coming by today.
OK Go is coming by today.
They're going to be performing live.
They're going to be performing live.
The house band of the Kevin and Bean Show, Greenbrier Lane, has already soundchecked. They sound fantastic. They did all of the superhero theme songs on this year's Christmas CD that Ralph and the guys in the band put together, and they are fantastic. They're a terrific band.
Yeah.
Why aren't they big stars, by the way?
They're on their way. They
you watch
be.
Them. You see how talented they are.
I think it's their affiliation with us that is holding them back.
We're dragging them?
God knows that's my excuse.
Here's what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to when they play, because they're set up right behind us, and Bean is not going to like the noise, I don't think.
No.
They got the amp set right at us.
No. Grandpa will be wheeling right on into the recreation room to play some bingo.
It's too old. I've got to move. And it's too loud. I'm too old.
And I can't something. It's too old. That's what you usually say when you hear music.
And I can't not say anything because I'm sitting under the light of truth.
That's right.
I'm going to have to get it out. I'm going to have to say something.
Nothing you can do, man.
So, all right. So what do you want to do? You want to take a break and come back and then Ralph will talk nonsense out of his neck?
My neck?
I think that is the usual plan.
What, do I have a tracheotomy?
It's 5:41. We'll be right back with Ralph Schubiz Beat next. It is the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ, and we're broadcasting live from the Best Buy in Signal Hill. And we're going to be here all morning until 10 o'clock, and we're going to do a signing of the Kevin and Bean Christmas CD. They're going to open the store at 6 for people who are writing us and asking if they could buy the CD and the K-Rock Christmas calendar. They're going to sell those two things and the OK Go CD.
Awesome. I love the K-Rock Christmas calendar. That's my favorite.
Oh, is that what I said? K-Rock Christmas calendar? The calendar. Yeah.
It's a one-day calendar.
Yeah. And that's December 25th.
Can you turn that part down?
What are we listening to? Japanese Cowboy? What is that?
Outrageous.
Hey, Japanese Cowboy, turn that down.
Are you doing your own show over there?
Why does he do that? I don't know. What's Japanese Cowboy doing?
Little taste
of... His camera sound effect is on that machine, which I think you're recording to.
Okay, well, we'll go 5 seconds here.
Hey, you know what we forgot to mention moments ago when we came on for this well-tuned remote? Is that we have tickets for the people here that we can't see because of the light of truth. We have tickets for you for K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2006. We got
bitches.
Two pair, which means two chances for you to win your tickets this morning right here in the Best Buy parking lot of Signal Hill.
You can't buy them.
No.
You can only win them.
Right, exactly. So that'll be coming up, including your first chance at the 6 o'clock hour. Hey, real quick before the showbiz beat, what was the big scuffle at the end of the desk there? I saw some people, like security was already down at the end of the desk. What was that all about?
Oh, you're going to go your own way with it? I got it, then you do it.
No, I was just asking.
I had something else planned, but now I'm screwed because you started it down at the end of the desk.
Actually,
you're so smart. You have all the Omar comedy. You run with it.
I didn't see any security out there. I was wondering if there was anything going on that I didn't know.
Tell me what happened.
I don't know what Joey mentioned. Did you see something?
Because I ran Omar on the freeway on the way down here. There was
on
a
the freeway?
Pop. Yeah, yeah. I was coming down the freeway, and they had narrowed down to one lane. I said, so early. Why is this all this traffic? So I get to this part of the 710 there where the 405 matches it, and I look over to the right, and there is a tractor trailer that apparently is hauling tequila. And Omar has pulled an armored car in front of that tractor trailer the road, and he's got a blowtorch, and he's cutting through the metal on the side of the tractor trailer to get inside of it. He's going to steal all the tequila that they're shipping in that thing.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it, and he's nude, first of all.
Nude?
Why was he nude? For a welding mask. He had a welding mask, he was nude, and he was wearing, I don't know, like sweat socks. Our guy has sweat socks. And so he's blasting through there with this blowtorch, and he's going to just break into the place and steal all the tequila.
Ralph,
he's going out of his way to hijack this.
Hold
on one second, Ralph. Omar's trying to tell us. Well, we're telling a story about what you did this morning on the way in or at the end of the table, which is what it was.
That wasn't me. I'm back here at the studio.
You're not here at the broadcast?
No, I don't wear Argyle socks.
You know what? Some other guy.
I should have known. Of course, you don't wear Argyle.
Right, exactly.
Right.
You know?
Wasn't him at all. May have been Michael Richards. All right, 5:52.
He can't play with others.
So B says, do some Omar comedy.
Yeah, he does.
And then before we come on the air, so I'm working something up in my head, and then he comes in, and then he makes me go in a completely different direction.
Hey, Ralph, did I see security?
Hey,
you know,
what's going on at the end of the table? That sounds like a funny premise, the end of the table. Use that premise now instead of you doing what I asked you to do.
I feel your scorn, and I accept it.
Ralph is here with our first Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
We mentioned Michael Richards stealing tequila this morning. Well, last night he was on David Letterman's show, claiming he was really busted up about the anger, the hate, and the rage that he directed at a few hecklers at the comedy club in West Hollywood on Friday night. Apparently, the interview was arranged by Jerry Seinfeld, who was already scheduled to be a guest on Letterman's show last night.
Good luck.
Richards appeared via satellite from Hollywood, and he wanted to apologize to all the Afro-Americans.
He did say Afro-Americans about four times,
yes,
and the audience was kind of laughing, because I'm guessing no one in the audience had heard that term in 30 years or something.
I think porch monkeys would have been more acceptable at this point,
stop it.
To tell you the truth.
Oh, they're booing already.
Oh,
you
said it. Michael Richards is inappropriate. He doesn't know when to stop.
You know, this is what it sounds like at home every day when you're on the radio and you don't get to hear it.
Wow.
People are moaning and booing you all the time.
Wow, that is ugly.
This is good for you.
So we don't have the audio or we do have the audio?
We do, but it's unedited. I can play a little bit of it if you want.
That sounds like a disaster.
It's like 6 minutes long.
All right, well, we'll work on that and get back to it later in the show. But in terms of what he said, he blamed his style of comedy is why he went off like that. He says, I do a lot of free association. It's spontaneous. I go into character.
Yeah.
See, so he's not a racist.
That's
he's a performer. Yeah, he pushes the envelope, Lisa. He plays by his own rules.
Oh.
He's an outlaw.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But was he doing the comedy character that's not funny? Was that the one he was
doing? That's the one he was doing, and that's why they had a problem with him.
The not funny race.
He said he works in a very uncontrolled manner on stage. I do a lot of free association.
Yeah. And then he said, I need to figure out, you know, where does this come from? Whether it be from one person to another or one country to another. I was like, what are you talking about?
Do you not know how it works here in America?
One country to another?
Are you a stranger in a strange land?
Yeah. Didn't he, and I know we're going to hear some tape later, but didn't he also blame some of it on what happened after Hurricane Katrina?
He crazy.
Wow.
He knows that Afro-Americans are upset at the white man because of what happened in Hurricane Katrina.
And that's why he was being heckled.
I guess.
Okay.
We don't know.
I don't know.
Isn't he crazy?
Yeah.
More bad news for the black man. Fox has pulled its O.J. Simpson special on the 27th.
Woo!
And canceled it.
I'm so happy.
Ralph, brother cannot make a dollar in this country.
I hope not.
Black man cannot get on television and make a dollar. The white man's got to keep him down.
Here's what I'm surprised at, Ralph, is that you and I were saying that it was going to be pulled.
Right.
And
we said,
no
way that's going to
air.
No,
that'll go on. Are you crazy?
Are you kidding me? Fox is going to air it.
All about the money.
It's all about the cachet.
It may have been the opposite, you guys. I may have suggested that although we've sunk low, we haven't sunk that low.
Not only did they can the special, but they also pulled his book deal. So even the book won't be published.
How are we going to know how he would have done it?
I know. The book, If I Did It, will never reach shelves until they erase the if.
Yeah.
Then they'll just release it as I Did It, and then we'll all be able to read it.
So what if he'll self-publish, just sell it on the internet or something like that, if he's already written it?
Well, it's written, it's published, it's bound, it's printed. I mean, it's in boxes ready to ship.
It was written in the transcripts of the trial. That's when it was written.
I guess you're right.
How do you have that conversation with your children, by the way, when you've killed their mother and then you're writing a book called If I Did It? How do you break that news to them?
I didn't really kill them, honey, but I'm writing a book saying, what if I did? See, Dad, don't do that.
Yeah.
Right? My all-black edition of the Showbiz News this morning. Mike Tyson in the news.
Yes.
Apparently, Mike's got a new gig.
Is he still crazy?
I don't know if you heard about it or not, but Heidi Fleiss, who is currently running a legalized brothel for women in Nevada, has asked Mike Tyson to join the staff. No pun intended.
Really?
I like it.
Mike will be able to service women who come and pay a fee in order to sleep with Mike Tyson. And think about it. What woman wouldn't like to sleep with a man with a rape record and a big tattoo on his face?
Hey, we're lucky we have a live audience this morning. Any ladies out there that would like to sleep with Mike Tyson?
Okay. That's what I thought.
Just Mike, tell Mike down at the end of the table.
His hand.
Definitely.
Yeah, Mike. Something about that bad boy image.
Crickets.
Whitney Houston.
Oh, hang on. The photographers are here, but they're way in the back.
I heard them, yes.
Bring them forward, please.
No, they're shooting us from a distance.
Still kind of far.
They must have telephoto lenses.
That's what it is. Yeah. Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston just lost their home in Atlanta, Georgia. Well, I say home, I mean mansion. It has been seized and sold.
No kidding.
I mentioned last week. I mentioned last week they were about $1 million behind on their house payments. Well, it's been foreclosed upon. The 5-bedroom mansion was boarded up and sold this week.
You know, so often on the celebrity showbiz news, you hear the threat of you're going to lose your house, but rarely does somebody actually lose it to foreclosure. That's amazing.
You know, it's usually one of their rich friends comes forward and helps them out.
Yeah, or they mortgage something else to pay it off or whatever.
I'm guessing they don't have a lot of rich friends. Unless they're drug dealers, I can't imagine. Yeah, you'd think Quincy Jones or Clive Owens or Clive Davis or
someone named Clive
would have stepped up and paid off that bill.
You don't hear very often that a person is $1 million behind in their house payment either.
No, that's true.
It seems like it's a lot.
They may have overpaid for their house if they still owe $1 million on it. I'm thinking in Atlanta. And lastly, speaking of losers, Kevin Federline's show in Los Angeles at the House of Blues is in danger of being canceled.
Oh, there's a lot of people on the K-Rock staff who are going to be disappointed if that happens.
I think those are the only people who are going to be disappointed.
Friday night at the Frank Black Show at the House of Blues on Sunset, the staff was outside trying to give away Kevin Federline tickets to at least fill the house enough to put the show on.
That's awesome.
Apparently, witnesses saw staff members with several large stacks of tickets pleading with little success for the concertgoers to take a few tickets home with them and come back to see Kevin.
Anybody want to see a show tomorrow night?
I heard he sold 41 tickets to the canceled show at the House of Blues in Anaheim. 41 tickets.
Wow.
That's awesome. And all 41 of those are K-Rock fans. They were going to go laugh.
You know they were going to go laugh. What other reason do you have to go?
Yeah. Did any album sink faster than Federline's after all the buildup?
It never floated.
Well, I mean, for like one day, people bought it, and then it was over.
Yeah, good stuff. Today's celebrity birthdays, actress Goldie Hawn, 61 years old today. She looks pretty good for 61.
Yeah. Sure.
Well, Kevin Agreen, an old broad, looks pretty good.
She does.
Bjork is 41 years old today.
She's not looking so good.
No, she's not. The little elf turns 41 years old today. She's prancing in the forest with a bear and a wolverine.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's what she's doing today?
I like to dance with the wolverines because they give me special fairy dust.
I love her so.
Oh, Bjork. Nicolette Sheridan from Desperate Housewives is 43 years old today. And Jenna Maloney.
Oh, Bean loves Jenna Maloney.
Yes. From Saved and from... What else was she in?
That was Janelle Maloney, by the way. You're thinking of somebody completely differently.
Who's Jenna Maloney?
Jenna Maloney, really cute 22-year-old actress from Saved. She did a thing with Mandy Moore, that movie. Where's Day of the King of Mexico? He knows what else she's in.
Dave would know. Dave, what's Jenna Maloney been in?
Jenna Maloney, what else she's been in besides Saved?
Jenna Maloney?
Yeah.
Saved.
Excellent.
You mean the TV show Saved?
Excellent update.
No, the movie.
Oh,
the movie.
The movie Saved.
You'd recognize her, Lisa. She was in like 100 movies where she played like a 9-year-old.
Okay.
She was been around for a long time.
Okay.
She's cute, though.
A 9-year-old in 100 movies.
All right, ring your bell once.
That's
all
a busy year.
Okay.
Yeah, she's 22. You can ring the bell. It's
okay. Good.
This is going well, I think.
Very well.
I'm looking forward to the rest of the remote. This is going to be a good time.
I bet we're Save pulling back the curtain so they can see how good we are.
I'm Ralph Garman, and I hobble the showbiz beat.
Hey, Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock. It's 106.7 KROQ. The Best Buy at Signal Hill, ladies and gentlemen, just in front of us, is open for business as they sell Kevin and Bean's Super Christmas. We are already selling CDs here today.
Look at the line.
Hey, there really is a line. I thought you were kidding.
It's like PS3 over there.
Wow.
No, it's not quite.
Oh, there's rioting. People are getting shot.
Kevin and Bean's Super Christmas is available at all Southern California Best Buy stores for only $6.99. Tracks from 30 Seconds to Mars, She Wants Revenge, Snow Patrol, Jurassic 5, Angels and Airwaves, and more. Proceeds to the Starlight Foundation and other local children's charities. And we're going to be broadcasting live all morning long with live performances from OK Go and Greenbrier Lane. Your comic book artist friend Paul Lee is coming down.
Who designed all of the superhero characters that we play on the CD. Yes.
Dude, I read his info here. He drew Star Wars comic books.
Yeah, for Dark Horse. He did Green Arrow. That's how I met him. Remember, he drew me as the fire chief in the Green Arrow
series.
That's
when I wrote him off. I was like, he's going to write Ralph into a comic? Come on.
What a waste to have that much talent and not be able to use it to get any chicks, though.
Yeah.
Comic book artist. How does that help you?
He's married with kids. So
anyway, and one more piece of business right now. Producer Lightning, you are lining lining up contestants for the holiday edition of Lick Lisa. That's happening?
Yep.
Yes, because we're going to give away some tickets to K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2006 coming up in about 15 minutes.
I also have an update. We have just now sold more CDs than Kevin Federline.
That's awesome.
In 3 minutes.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, this is a little bit of an unusual live broadcast because Psycho Mike is here on site today. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Psycho Mike right here.
Yeah.
Oh, huge applause. Wow.
Hear the crowd roar?
They love him.
This isn't like a permanent thing, right? It's just a one-off?
Just one-time deal because we're all going to be signing copies of the CD at 10, so we asked him to come down.
Hey, Ralph, did I see some security out at the end of the table?
I can't believe that.
Also, window licker Nick is here. That's him out at the edge of the parking lot with the big K-Rock sign with the arrow pointing the wrong way from where we're sitting right now.
That's right.
Yeah, he's getting people to the entrance of the parking lot.
He does turn around in circles, though, so I see some cars doing U-turns. I'm not exactly sure what they...
He's supposed to be down at the corner.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's producer Lightning right now, right there. There's Ralph. Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely Lisa May in the center here.
Yes.
Lisa May is here. Miss Double December's running around here somewhere. We'll bring Yasmin up a little bit later on. And at the end of the table, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Dave, the King of Mexico.
Yeah.
King!
K-O-M.
Yeah. What?
Dave, I got to tell you, I went to a bat mitzvah over the weekend.
Oh, shalom.
For some friends of ours. And when the song came on, the Justin Timberlake song, Sexy Back, all I could think about was your dumb Clipper song.
You mean that's the parody of my Clipper song, right?
Yeah, that's the parody of the Clipper song. Yeah. Sure, yeah. So they play tonight, the Clippers and the Lakers, too.
First game of the season, right? The two of them.
The battle for first place.
That's right. Both teams are, I guess, tied for first, aren't they?
Yep. Yeah. Clippers are 6-2, Lakers 7-3.
Hey, Dave, I just have to ask, because this is something I'm always interested in. 6-2 and 7-3. But if the season ended today, which one would go to the playoffs?
Clippers
would.
Well, Clippers and Lakers would both go, but Clippers would be in first place.
Oh, I got you. Okay, yeah.
So they
got
home court advantage. Lakers are hot right now. Lakers are hot.
Three games in a row, right?
Streak, yeah. I got to tell you, I don't like Dave anymore. I'm tired of his lip. I'm tired of his lip. I'm tired of his Clipper lip.
Why are you hating on the Clipper nation, man?
I didn't hate before you came along. Then I hate it.
Why do you think I hate the Lakers so much? Because of you guys.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Yeah, talk about Lakers.
Yeah.
Not cool.
Explain that to me, Kevin. Why is it you hate the Clippers because Dave likes them?
Because he's in my face every day, and he's going, ooh, Clippers are so much better. Clippers are the best. And when you say the words Clippers are the best, you need something more than some hopes because you have some good players.
Maybe it's because 100 credits came my way because the Lakers sucked last year.
That's what it is.
Being also, as Kevin's fellow Laker fan, it gets annoying that the team gets past the first round once in the history of the L.A. Clippers. And now they're the Boston Celtics of the 60s. The Lakers have a pedigree.
They have a championship.
The Clippers have been known for one thing, being possibly the worst sports organization in the history.
But why are you living in the
sports.
Past? That's the past, man. This is the present.
I have to agree with Dave. They've had so little for so long. Who can blame them for relishing and rolling around in this success?
Don't blame them for that at all. But when they get in your face and say they rule so much better than the Lakers, you go, no, 30 years of great teams on the Lakers.
If Dave were to come every day and be like, you know, they're really starting to come around, and I think this is their time, I'd be like, hey, you're right, and good for you.
But for him to now say that they are the greatest team in the world and the Lakers are bunk, why are you living in the past? Well, it's hard to just overlook the 14 championships, 9 of them here in Los Angeles, and overlook the fact that also the Clippers are laughable. They're a laughing stock of sports.
Look, I got a five-year...
Because of their owner.
I got a five-year window of great Clipper team, so let me have it.
We're fine with you having it, but get out of our faces because we're going to kick you right in the balls.
He's got to come hard. He's got to represent because this may be his only shot. He's got to get it all out now.
Yeah.
All right.
This is the hole in the dam, and you're the dyke trying to put your finger in.
You call him a dyke?
Yes. Is that what you did?
That's what I did. Yes.
Wow. That hurts.
Well, since you brought up Dave's Clipper song,
yes,
we have time to play that, don't we?
Yes. I don't
know. Yes.
All right. What the hell?
The Clipper Nation's back.
Yeah.
The Laker fans don't know how to act.
Yeah.
The Lakers suck, and we know that.
Yeah.
We're playoff bound, and that's a fact.
Yeah!
Tell who they are! Elton Brand. He cleans the boards, cause he's the man. Cuttino Mobley cuts through the lane. Sam Cassell has a poster game.
Almost hit the
Tell Now who the feds?
Tony Jack got Malcolm in the Middle. Tony Jack got Michael Clark Duncan. Tony Jack got Penny Marshall. Tony Jack got Dancing Dara. Tony Jack got King of Mexico.
Go Mexico.
Got King of Mexico.
Go Mexico.
Got King of Mexico.
Go Mexico.
Got King of Mexico. You know, I'm tired of Kevin being a psycho Mike not giving the Clippers their props. With a team that also has Maggette, Thomas, Ross, Livingston, and Kamen, it's over. You know who's the best in the West. There ain't no Warriors. There ain't no Trails Blazing. The Lakers are drying up. The Suns are setting. Clipper Nation number one. 2006, you know they're going all the way. King of Mexico, and I'm out.
You know, it occurs to me as I hear that Dave is to rapping what the Clippers are to basketball.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's very much true.
And I'm glad to see
that they're the number one in 2006. I'm glad to see that because...
Hey, it's still 2006.
This coming season.
I'll update
he'll
it.
Make a new version.
I'll update it when
he'll update it every game, by the way.
Guys, who's this Tony Jack he keeps talking about, though, by the way?
No. Don't need Jack.
Oh, my bad. Yeah.
Need Jack Nicholson got Malcolm in the Middle.
Sure.
That's all you can come with is Malcolm in the Middle.
That's the first one. Yeah.
Malcolm in the Middle is the biggest Clipper fan. That
Michael Clark said, Duncan.
You know, dude, he's big, too.
Yeah, he's big.
Dancing Daryl. You have a freaking fan.
He's a man. Have you heard him? He's awesome.
Yeah,
he wears a half red and half blue suit every time.
Yeah, but you passed Billy Crystal over to get to him?
Well, Billy Crystal's like a half Clipper, half Nick fan. So
Well, you mentioned Penny Marshall, who goes to just as many Laker games as she does Clipper games.
Yeah, but you can have her.
Yeah.
No kidding.
No problem with that. So are we going to bet on tonight's game?
We'll take Cindy Williams for the Lakers.
There you go.
I'm in for a little wager.
All right.
Yeah, what do you want?
Credits?
We could do credits.
All right. Straight up?
Yeah. 20.
Fantastic.
It has to be you because Mike won't pay.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Don't make a wager with Mike. Trust me.
No, he's a Welsh.
I will, but it'll be about 6 months.
We'll never see that money.
All right. So we settled that. 6:16 in the Kevin Amin Show. When we return, a live holiday edition of Lick Lisa.
Yeah.
Someone here this morning will win tickets to K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2006. We'll come right back on the world famous K-Rock.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is the Kevin and Bean Show. We are broadcasting live at the Best Buy store in Signal Hill. The new Kevin and Bean Christmas CD, Kevin and Bean Super Christmas, comes out today.
Lisa, where's Lisa?
Right
Lisa,
here.
How do people get here if they want to come down and buy the CD, get it signed for the holidays?
They get in their car and they drive down.
Okay.
But I will tell you, honestly, stay off the 405. You can, if you're coming down the 405, cut across on the 105 and take the 710 down, get off at Cherry.
405 South, which is what she's talking about. North is fine, but come back.
No, you take the...
All right, I shouldn't have asked.
You take the 710 to the South 405, take the 405
I withdraw the question.
You want to get on the 405 below the 710.
Thank you, Ralph.
Yes.
That's where the accident is.
Because there's an accident.
Greenbrier Lane is behind us. They'll be performing in a moment. They're all over Kevin and Bean's Super Christmas, our brand new holiday CD on sale for $6.99 at Best Buy stores everywhere. Also, the band OK Go is going to be joining us a little bit later on.
These guys wrote original themes for each of the superhero characters on the CD. And they all sound awesome.
We're going to meet them and hear a couple coming up here in just a couple of minutes. First, though, on the Kevin and Bean Show, it's 6:26. Lights are so bright, we can't see the clock. Let's play Lick Lisa.
Can you lick Lisa? I think you'll find it's hard. But if you do lick Lisa,
yeah,
something hot's waiting for you.
Lick Lisa, but keep clear of her vagina. Rules.
I hate all those rules. We can suspend them anytime you want.
Yeah. So the good news is that Miss Double December 2006, ladies and gentlemen, the lovely Yasmin is here. She's going to be doing the licking here this morning.
Oh, yay!
Lisa's going to throw every question.
I know she is.
Kevin, 5 million.
Kevin, explain how the game is played to folks maybe in line who have not heard Lick Lisa before.
And the prize, we're giving away tickets for K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2006. You get to pick your night, whichever night you want to go to. Lick Lisa. Bean will ask a question that has an answer that is a number. Lisa May will be the first to answer, and she will guess what she thinks the number is. And then all you have to do is say higher or lower.
Or the same, right.
And if you're right, then you go into the drawing for the tickets.
Fantastic. So Lightning is with the crowd. Who's our first contestant? It looks like Santa brought me what I wanted for Christmas.
Oh, Bean, easy.
Yes, I do.
What?
Oh, my God.
Die Hard Kevin Bean on her chest and stomach
on her
right there.
Naked stomach.
I love her so much. You win. Congratulations.
No. We have to play the game.
Oh, we got to play the game.
That's not even a skirt she's wearing. It's more like a belt.
It is a belt. Yes. Seriously. I can see your thingy. All right. What's your
Wait a minute. She has a thingy?
what's your name, please?
Wendy.
All
right,
Wendy.
Kelsey Long Beach.
Yeah.
Go Beach.
All right, listen up. Again, Wendy, I'm going to ask the question. The answer is a number. Lisa answers first, and then we go to you to see what you think, okay? Holiday edition of Lick Lisa. Thanksgiving means three things. Of course, we're talking about turkey, pie, football. John Madden's famous Thanksgiving delicacy, the turducken, consists of how many animals? How many animals in the turducken, Lisa May?
Three.
You say three. Wendy, what do you think?
Higher, lower, or the same?
Higher.
Well, I'm sorry to say, Japanese cowboy won't let me hit my buzzer, apparently, but I'm sorry to say,
there it is.
No, it is three. It's the turkey, the
right
duck,
on.
And the chicken is the turducken.
Oh,
that's
Wendy.
What we were looking for. Wendy.
Spot
so
on, Lisa.
Sorry.
You still don't get tickets, but you do get me. Thank you for playing the game. Lightning, who's our next contestant?
El Monte. Orle.
Orale. El Monte. That's body.
All right. Here's question number two. During Hanukkah, the Jewish festival of lights, each evening consists of lighting a candle on a menorah or on Special K's head. Here's your question. Mel Gibson's film Passion of the Christ grossed how much money in the United States?
Wait a minute. That's not even close. How do those two things connect?
Ask Super Horror. She wrote the question.
Super Horror was drinking.
One of her powers isn't writing questions.
I think she went from Jews to Mel Gibson.
Oh,
I think that was the title.
Okay.
How much money did Passion make in the United States, Lisa May?
I'm going to say $350
million. $350
million?
What do you think there? You say higher, and you're right, but a great guess, $370
million.
Wow.
Was the correct answer. Look at me.
But let's see some licking.
Yeah, how about some licking, Yasmin?
Licker, you lick Lisa.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Now, oh, it's like a little kitty.
You were right, so
yes,
you are
is.
In the drawing for the tickets, okay?
Kanye goes in the drawing.
All right, Johnny, listen up. Here's the question Lisa answers first. According to the Green Eagle, which is Ralph's superhero character on Kevin Bean's Super Christmas, cool is deep frying a turkey. Not cool, setting your house on fire. Here's your question. How many asshats set a structure on fire last year in an attempt to deep fry their Thanksgiving turkey dinner?
I'm going to say about 40 people.
You think 40. You think higher? Is that what you're saying?
Johnny says higher.
How about 1,040?
Wow.
According to the National Fire Protection Association, let's lick Lisa.
Lick, 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 lick. Lick, lick, lick.
Johnny goes in the drawing.
Oh, hey now.
Well done.
I think she rowboated or whatever that is.
Motorboat.
What's your name, sir? Steve. How about that Michael Richards, huh? Something else. All right. This doesn't seem fair, but
see, for you folks at home, Stephen is an African-American gentleman.
Right, exactly.
Or Afro-American.
This doesn't seem fair because you're our fourth contestant. This is the fourth question on the sheet, and I think you've got an advantage. Our pet parent, Lisa, likes her holidays the same way she likes her men. Black.
Sure.
Kwanzaa, the African-American celebration meaning first fruits, lasts how many days, Lisa? How many days in Kwanzaa?
Oh. God, I have no idea.
Racist.
10.
10 days. What do you think, sir?
Higher, lower, the same?
You should know.
He has no idea. Literally, you can see his eyes. He has no idea.
He's not from Africa, Lisa, just because he's black.
Yeah, lower's right. 7. Congratulations.
Well done, Steven. You know the drawing.
Well done.
Lick,
well played.
Lisa. Licker.
All right, we got time for one more question here.
Oh.
Hi, Brandy. Black Friday is the traditional mega shopping day after Thanksgiving. Here's your question, Lisa. The Black Parade by My Chemical Romance sold how many copies in its first week?
Ooh.
Mm.
How many copies?
200,000.
200,000. What do you think there, Brady? Yes, but again, a great guess from Lisa. 240,000.
Wow.
How about that?
Must be licked.
And yet, like...
Brandy goes into the drawing.
All right, I think that's all the time we have. We have three winners in the drawing here, right? To find out who wins the tickets, you get your choice, night number one or night number two of K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. Let's see who wins.
Going to reach in here, pull out a name. Let's see who it is. Tanya from El Monte.
Tanya! Woo!
What's your name? Candy.
Candy.
Oh, Tandy.
Canny.
Canny?
What the hell is wrong with you?
Spell it. Spell your name.
What, K?
T.
T.
Canny.
N.
N.
All right, that's the bogus name.
That's the only one to give her tickets.
We have to draw again.
That's the bogus name.
Do another bogus.
Pull out a paper with a real name on it.
Tanny.
Hey, do you know if you want night number one or night number two?
Night number one.
Night number one. All right. Plus 44, 30 Seconds to Mars, AFI, Fallout Boy, Foo Fighters, Incubus, My Chemical Romance, Papa Roach, Say Us It, and Wolf Mother. You're going with the bogus name. This has been Lick Lisa.
Lick, Lick Lisa. Lick, Lick Lisa. But keep clear of her vagina.
There's one for the ladies this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 106.7 KROQ, Tuesday morning, not just any Tuesday. Today's the day, 21st of November, that the brand new Kevin and Bean Christmas CD comes out. It is called Kevin and Bean Super Christmas, $6.99 at all Southern California Best Buy stores. And we are live at the Best Buy in Signal Hill right now, which I guess is just off of Cherry Avenue, I want to say.
It is.
And we'll be signing copies of the CD. All the K-Rock Morning Show personnel down here starting at 10 o'clock will be signing copies if you want to give them for Christmas gifts. Ralph, of course, Ralph Garman, ladies and gentlemen, right here to my left. He's the guy who really does almost all the work on the Kevin and Bean Christmas CD.
Frankly,
I haven't even heard it yet. I haven't even heard the CD yet, but they tell me it's very, very good.
You're very good on it.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you very much. Ralph, what was the? Tell us how the concept came about this year as we get ready to meet our friends in Green Bear Lane again.
We're hashing around ideas for the CD this year, and we said, you know, superheroes have never been hotter. You've got the X-Men movie series. You had Superman Returns that came out this year. You've got Heroes on television. Yeah. Superheroes are everywhere. So we thought, wouldn't it be funny if the morning show crew was a bunch of superheroes? So we got Paul Lee, a very talented comic book artist, to come in and design the characters and gave us all superpowers and costumes. And then I wrote the origin stories, how everyone got their powers and what kind of superheroes they are. And then the guys from Greenbrier Lane came up with a theme song for each and every one of us on the morning show and our superhero secret identities.
I wondered why your superhero was so cool and the rest of us were so lame.
It's the same. There's equal coolness. My superhero just tore his ACL, so it doesn't really matter anymore. So it's all good. Hey, Kevin, how are you? Doing a little radio show. Nice to see you.
Are we on yet?
Yeah, we just started. Don't worry about it.
Sorry
about
that.
Now, can the Greenbrier Lane guys, can they talk on their mics? Can we talk to them real quick?
Hello.
What's up, you guys?
Hey,
welcome
Steve.
Back.
How you guys doing? Thanks for having us.
Tell, for folks who maybe haven't heard the many times we've had you on our show over the years, and you are virtually the house band of the Kevin and Bean Show, tell us a little bit about Greenbrier Lane. Where are you guys from? How long you been together? All that good stuff.
Most of these guys are out from the 909, so you guys can make fun of them all you want. The Riverside area, and I'm from La Habra, which is like the top Orange County.
Sure.
Are you just saying that because you don't want to be from Riverside?
No.
Okay.
No,
just checking. No. How long's the band been together?
Since October 2003. When I did the Dead Walk the Streets that Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Right.
That was like right when I started the band.
That's how we first met Steve, is when he made a contribution when we were looking for Halloween songs that year.
Right.
And ever since then, he's been helping us out with songs. He's done a couple Christmas CDs now. He's contributed to that.
And it's unbelievable because, Ralph, you basically just have to give them the idea and they can write a song about it.
They run with it.
So talented. How has it been going in terms of making it as a band? Are you guys doing a lot of gigs and stuff?
Yeah, we play a lot of gigs. What I do is I pass out a lot of, like, demo CDs with a couple songs on it, and then just track the hits on the website. And then we actually just got signed to a licensing deal in Japan.
Oh, that's
they,
awesome.
Took 14 of our songs and put out a CD. It comes out in mid-December.
Oh, that's
so
great.
We're really hoping, like, you know, if we sell over 6,000 CDs, they're going to fly us over there.
Oh,
do
wow.
Some shows and stuff.
You just have to beat K-Fed? 6,000
yeah.
CDs?
Exactly. Well, you guys sure
hope beat him.
You guys sure deserve it, man. You are unbelievably talented. Now, Ralph, what are we going to do here today? We have kind of a treat for the folks in the parking lot at the Best Buy.
For folks who are waiting to buy Kevin and Bean Super Christmas, our new Christmas CD, we thought we'd give them a taste, a live taste of what they can hear on the CD. And what we'll be doing throughout the show is we'll be doing the origins of each of the characters from the morning show, the superhero secret identities, and then the guys will live play the themes for each of those superheroes.
Fantastic.
Right? So first we're going to start with Kevin's superhero. Kevin Ryder is known as Special K.
Special K is good, right?
Well, it's special in like the Special Olympics sense.
Okay.
Yeah. So I will be reading your origin, Kevin, and then the guys will play your theme song.
Okay. Right? Very right? exciting.
Okay. One night during a storm, young Kevin Ryder was dyeing his hair an unnatural shade of blonde when in through his open window came a stray bolt of lightning. This freak accident, combined with the chemicals in the hair dye, gave Kevin the powers of flight, strength, and a skull far beyond that of normal size. Unfortunately, those very same circumstances caused his brain to shrivel and reduced his mental capacity to that of a kumquat. To his credit, Kevin has decided to use his awesome powers for good when he dons the green pleather garb of that scourge of evil, Special K.
Soaring to the sky with super strength is a good stop of the train.
amazing what this man can do. With such a tiny brain, he's Special K. He's Special K. He's Special K. He's Special K.
Very nice.
How about that?
That's your own theme song, man.
Awesome.
How about that? I've always wanted a rock band to play about the size of my tiny brain.
But your head can stop a train.
That's
huge.
Do we know that? Have we tried
it's
that?
It's a scientific fact.
Right. Hey, at least your superhero could walk. I think I'm stuck on the couch, aren't I?
Well, we figured, you know, your hero, Bean, you would never leave your house to fight crime. You'd have to do it via remote control.
That's true.
So Bean's superhero identity is the Bean Bot. Which really isn't Bean. It's just a robot that he controls from his Fortress of Solitude there on the island. So here is the story of Bean Baxter as the Bean Bot. Bean Baxter was born on the far-off planet Pluto. Tragically, it became clear to his scientist parents that Pluto would soon no longer exist because it would be downgraded from a real planet to an asteroid simply known as 13430. It was then that Bean's parents decided to send him to Earth in a rocket ship. Adopted by a human Earth couple, Bean developed mental abilities very different from those of normal, more heterosexual men. He hoped to use his special gifts to aid mankind, but soon found that he was painfully allergic to human contact. And so, from his remote pink headquarters on the Island of Solitude, Bean Baxter fights for Toast, Hello Kitty, and the freedom to blog via remote control in the form of the bombastic Bean Bots.
From his island all alone, he controls his robot clone. It's the Bean Bot. It's the Bean Bot.
There you go.
There you go.
Beautiful, boys. Thank God Santa has somebody he can count on this year, huh?
That's right.
That is fantastic. And you can get the studio versions of those songs and all the other Kevin and Bean Morning Show Superpower songs from Greenbrier Lane on Kevin and Bean Super Christmas, available at Best Buy stores everywhere. Come on down to Signal Hill. We'll be signing them at the end of the show. It's only $6.99, folks. And the proceeds go to charity.
It's worth like $7.
Yeah.
You're making money.
You're making
deal.
A penny
yep.
on each one. It's yep. a hell of a deal. 6:47 on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll be right back on the world famous K-Rock.
Wow.
Hey, it's still way back there.
Still a long ways away.
Still not interested in being on the table with us, huh?
A little bit, just give me a little. They're trying to get a wide shot. A little more volume. Back off. A little closer. There you go. Excellent.
Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ, 657. Hey, Signal Hill, what's up?
Bean's always wanted to say that.
It was a dream of mine as a little boy.
What's up?
By the way, in the next half hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Yes.
For the first time ever anywhere.
Uh-huh.
A live performance. From Kevin Federlisi.
Federlisi in the house.
You've been hearing his songs on our show for years. Today you get to see him live. What song is he doing, by the way? Is he doing My Penis Has a Mullet? Did we decide?
Either that or My Penis. I think the meanest penis from L.A. to Venus.
Yes, that's the one. Oh, live performance. Very excited. That's happening next half hour on K-Rock right now.
His family, who is here, must be so proud.
Yes.
They have to be.
Mom, dad, kids.
Sure. Yeah. Excellent.
Come on, let's go see Uncle Federlisi sing about penises.
Anyway, it's 6:58 on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're live from the Best Buy at Signal Hill. For the release of Kevin and Bean Super Christmas for only $6.99 at all Southern California Best Buy stores. Proceeds to charity. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
I'd like Al Gore to come here today and talk about his global warming BS.
Yeah, no kidding.
Freezing my ass off out
here. It's a little breezy.
It's
I think it'll
colder.
Warm up later.
As the day goes on, it's getting colder. Speaking of hot, I got an email today from Lucy.
Lucy.
Lucy is
I love her.
Lucy's a dancer at an establishment called Fantasy Castle.
What's yeah. that?
Which is about 3 blocks down the street here.
Yeah.
And apparently young ladies earn money at the Fantasy Castle for college tuition and that sort of thing.
I see.
By performing for men who give them money.
Well, I
that
see.
That
seems like a worthy cause.
I think we should go investigate afterwards and go visit Lucy.
I wish you'd have told us that at the beginning of the Muse song. We would have had time to go.
That's true. All right, let's talk about show business news. Last night on David Letterman, Michael Richards faced the music regarding his rant and rage against two African-Americans who were heckling him Friday night at the Laugh Factory in West Hollywood. Jerry Seinfeld was already scheduled to be a guest on Letterman's show, so he arranged the interview with Michael via satellite from Hollywood, and I don't think he did himself any good. Talked about how really upset, really busted up was the phrase Michael used about the whole event. He said he was sorry for the anger and hate and rage that he directed at the hecklers, but he's worried even more so about more anger, more hate, and more rage. Probably being directed back at him. That's what he's worried about.
From country to country, he said at one point.
This sounds a little bit like Mel Gibson in his interview with Diane Sawyer, where he said, I don't know where that came from, but I really need to investigate what's going on inside me that I would say something like that in public.
Michael claimed he is not a racist,
Sorry.
And what's so insane about it is he says he's just a performer. He does a lot of free association when he's on stage, and that's what you saw there. It was him pushing the envelope, pushing the edge.
That's what he was doing?
Yes.
Okay.
So we'll hear more about that in a little while. We'll play some tape from that Letterman interview. Nick Lachey's in love again, and he wants the world to know it. According to In Touch magazine, he says that he has found love again in the body of Vanessa Minnillo.
Oh, well, good choice.
That is a good choice.
I found love in her body, too, by the way.
He wants to spend the rest of his life with her.
Easy boy. Down boy.
And she said yes. So
she
apparently
did?
They are engaged.
Wow.
Nick Lachey and Vanessa Minnillo engaged.
Wow.
Just 5 minutes out of his other marriage.
What is wrong with him?
Jumping back in.
Rob, I have a question.
Yes,
sir.
How
sad is it that Psycho Mike, making his first ever live morning show appearance, has his family members show up in t-shirts that say, I heart Psycho Mike on them?
It is borderline pathetic.
I mean, it's really troubling, right?
Yeah.
I saw him down there going, put it on! Put it on!
I've seen parents show up at school recitals for their kids with less sort of fanfare t-shirts and stuff.
That's really tragic. He's got a real emotional problem.
He needs a lot of attention and support.
You guys are just coming to that realization?
Well, this is just a manifestation. It's so
You're feeding into his neuroses, family. Don't do this. You're just, get him help.
They're making little kids wear I Heart Psycho Mike t-shirts.
You're not helping the problem. You're making it worse. I know you think you're doing the right thing, but you need some tough love.
Exactly. Back to you, Ralph.
All right. Another lawsuit against Borat. The lawyers representing the villagers of Glad, Romania. I talked to you about them before. They played the hometown of Borat in the film.
Right.
They are seeking $30 million.
Oh, my God.
The people in that little town.
Yes. They would like him to pay them $30 million for the pain and suffering that they have endured by being represented in such a bad light, basically.
That whole village is worth about $100,000.
Yeah, they're going to live large for $30 million
there
in Glad. The Glad dollar is not nearly as strong as the American dollar either, by the way.
Is Borat getting sued by every single person in the movie?
Pretty much.
I saw the movie. I'm thinking of suing him.
That's awesome.
The woman he gave poop to, she's suing.
Oh, right? For God's sakes. What was he supposed to do with it? He didn't know. He's from...
The car dealership guy, suing.
Right.
The frat boys, suing.
Yeah.
Driving instructor, suing.
Right.
They want $30 million. They've got themselves a lawyer named Edward Fagan, whose best known case is he got Swiss banks to pay $1.25 billion to Holocaust victims in the 90s.
Really?
Yeah, because they said that the Germans had taken their money and given it to these Swiss banks. They wanted it back, so he got a settlement for $1.25 billion.
Okay, but the Holocaust victims...
Same thing. I'm saying same thing. Borat movie, Holocaust, same thing.
Okay.
Yeah. It's Tuesday. That means DVDs are released today. Here's what's available in your video store. You, Me, and Dupree. He stays with the couple, and he's a bad house guest.
Yeah.
And he stinks up one of their bathrooms, something awful, from
right.
what I can tell from the trailer.
Right.
Oh, it's going to be good.
Kevin already pre-ordered it. Come on.
Ice Age, The Meltdown, sequel to Ice Age, also available on DVD today. And TV DVDs, The Ali G Show. Speaking of Borat, the complete series in a 4-disc set is available today. And if you've never seen Borat working on television on The Ali G Show, you owe it yourself to pick up this set because it's hilarious.
It's fantastic.
Stuff. How I Met Your Mother, Season 1.
Yes.
No Batman, How I Met Your Mother, Season 1, available on DVD. Yes. Unacceptable. And Seinfeld, Season 7. Available today on a 4-disc set, especially that one very funny episode where Kramer takes out that black guy.
Oh yeah. Did they air that one? I'm not sure they aired that.
Oh yeah. It's in reruns all the time.
You know, CDs come out on Tuesdays too. I can't help but notice that there's
Kevin and Bean's Christmas. Kevin Bean's Super
today.
Christmas. Not familiar with it.
Okay. All right.
But, in all local Southern California Best Buys.
Best Buy.
All right.
Nice.
Good work, Bean. Today's celebrity birthdays, Harold Ramis, who's a very talented actor and director, probably best known as Egon in Ghostbusters. Remember his performance in that? He was very good.
Co-wrote Animal House and a bunch of those movies from back in the day. He's
directed Groundhog Day, one of my favorite movies with Bill
Murray.
He's
amazing.
62 years old today. Goldie Hawn, an actress, is 61. Brian Ritchie, the bassist for the Violent Femmes, turns 46 years old today. Nicolette Sheridan from Desperate Housewives is 43. Jenna Malone, who we did some research on, Jenna Malone.
Yes.
Thank God. She was in Saved, as I mentioned earlier, with Mandy Moore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She was also in Donnie Darko.
That's right.
With Jake Gyllenhaal.
That's right.
She was also in, where's Dave the King of Mexico? What else, Dave?
Wow, you did the research, Ralph.
The Horrible Lives of Schoolboys? Is that what you're saying? Nine States of Leland? Yeah, she's been in a bunch of stuff.
Okay. Anyway,
she's very beautiful and talented. 22 years old.
So glad we sorted that out.
Me too. We're getting a lot of angry emails from Jenna Malone fans.
Yeah.
And Bjork celebrates her 41st birthday today.
Stop it.
Stop that noise.
So hot.
Wonder if she'll put on her swan dress for her birthday and walk around looking like a giant swan.
I hope so.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is the Kevin and Bean Show, broadcasting live from the Best Buy in Signal Hill.
Just off Cherry Avenue, $6.99. Super Christmas on sale at also the California Best Buy stores. But this is the only location where you can get your copy signed. And we're going to be signing starting at 10 o'clock this morning at the end of the broadcast. By the way, bad news, you guys.
What?
We're having a great time. We got a couple of missed double Decembers here. Greenbrier Lane is here. OK Go is coming down. It's all good. Federleasy performing in a minute.
Sounds great. What's the bad news?
Armenian comedian just showed up.
Oh! Bring him up.
Armenian comedian just showed up.
Let's bring him up.
Why?
Who? Because he needs a microphone.
Let's put him down. Don't bring him up.
Who wants the Armenian comedian on the show today?
See?
Oh, you got
it. Wow. It is a little more mixed than I expected. All right.
You're just effing with us now.
Ralph, you have been, for many weeks now, been telling us about your special friend, Paul Lee.
Yes.
And he's here today. We finally get a chance to meet your boyfriend.
For those of you who are picking up the CD today, it's the best artwork I think we've ever had on any CD. It's remarkable. And it's all done by a very talented real-life comic book artist. A guy who does this for a living was kind enough to volunteer his talents to us on the Kevin and Bean charity CD
for
this
free?
Year. Yeah, because it was a charity CD. He volunteered his work.
You got ripped off.
So I wanted to introduce the very talented Mr. Paul Lee right here. Paul Lee.
Hi. Paul, good morning. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thank you.
Why'd you do it, Paul? It seems like an awful lot of work for you for nothing.
You don't know how huge of a Kevin and Bean fan I've been for all my life. I have every single Christmas CD.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah.
And every time when you got the Christmas CD, did you go, I can do better artwork than that,
actually.
Hey, Paul, I'm actually glad you're here, and we can't thank you enough for the hard work you put into it, because it really is beautiful. Ralph's not lying. It's the best artwork we've ever had. But I'm sure a lot of people, you know, grow up thinking, I love to draw, or I have an active imagination. It's so much fun. How does one even get into being a comic book artist? How did you start?
Just being a stupid fanboy and thinking, I could do that.
Really?
Yeah.
You went to school for it, though?
Yes, I went to Art Center, College of Design.
And then how tough is it to break into? Because you're doing name stuff like, you know, Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Star Wars and stuff like that, right? How do you get into those kinds of companies? Do you just send over drawings and say, what do you think?
Yeah, pretty much. You show your portfolio to editors, and it's who you know.
Isn't a lot of the comic book work done still in New York City, though, Paul? Is it harder to be a comic book artist out here on the West Coast?
No, actually, the publishers are primarily in New York, but there are comic book artists all over the world, a lot of them from South America.
Really?
Yeah.
And the problem with your talent, as we discussed earlier, is it doesn't get you any chicks, right? There's no chicks who go, ooh, comic book artist, hot.
My wife heard that comment. She says, make sure they know you have a wife.
Oh! I got to tell you, I'm very surprised to hear that news. Very surprised. Now, Ralph, you and Paul worked together on the various superheroes that you came up with.
I met Paul because we started a sort of an email friendship, and then when he was doing the Green Arrow, he said, I heard you're a fan of the comic books. I want to draw you into a comic book. So he made me a character in the Green Arrow series that he was working on.
Wait a minute. You're allowed to just add characters to a comic series?
Yeah, we could draw. Well, it was a written character as a fire chief. I just made him look like Ralph.
He just made my likeness. He made me the character. I got to play the fire chief, in essence, of the comic book. So when we started talking about the CD this year, Paul said, you know, we should do, have you thought about doing some superheroes in terms of the theme for the thing? And I said that was a great idea. So we started working together, and we came up with each of the characters. I sort of came up with some of the powers, and then Paul would come up with a funny name, and I would come back with another one. So we worked back and forth. And then when I first started to see the sketches of what he was putting together, I knew it was really going to work. Because the way he drew everybody, the likenesses are amazing.
They are.
And then, like for Lisa's character, the pet parent, her body's just incredible.
Yeah. I want that body.
Yeah, I want that body.
Is it bad that we want to have sex with the comic book, Lisa?
No, I want to have sex with the comic book.
That's the beauty of being a comic book artist. You can draw women you want to have sex with.
Sure.
And then they put together this giant fold-out. When you get the CD and you open it up, you see there's sort of a mini poster in there of all of us sort of in action, a la the Super Friends Justice League kind of thing.
And
it's
awesome.
It just looks great.
I've not seen the CD yet, but I hear it's very good.
It's all of those things. It looks great and it sounds great.
You should listen to it, too. There's some good songs on
it. Oh, really?
Yeah. Kevin and Bean.
Yeah.
Your name's right on the thing.
I think you would like it.
Hey, Paul, when you were drawing Special K, which is Kevin's superhero, how did you stop from being blinded just sitting there at the easel? Because there's so much light coming off of his forehead.
I use one of those eclipse boxes with a pinhole.
That's okay.
That's great. What, real quick before we have to break, is there something on stands now that you have out that people can look for if they want to get more from Paulie?
Well, I've been currently working on the Conan series, so if you go out there, check it out from Dark Horse Comics, Conan.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
Wow, what, you
like what?
Oh, it's awesome, Conan.
He's so excited all of a sudden.
He's buff and he kills.
Psycho Mike's character, Roid Rage, is, I think, is the closest to real life, actually, of all the actual characters.
Mr. Lee was actually saying that he had to play down my physique.
Is that right?
You're just too huge. Yeah. You look like a human cartoon character.
Right. Yeah.
Funny, none of us heard him say that.
Well, yeah, well, that's a private conversation.
Okay. It's only $6.99, as you've been hearing about, and it's just chock full with 35 great tracks, all new stuff this year with tons of great K-Rock artists. She Wants Revenge is on it, Snow Patrol, Jurassic 5, Angels and Airways, OK Go, who'll be here later today, Papa Roach, Hinder, of course, the great Greenbrier Lane on the CD, Cartel, Plus 44, Gunther, Wing, Taking Back Sunday, Jack's Mannequin. I mean, it's unbelievable how much stuff is on it. And it's
great music, some funny stuff. We got Will Ferrell, who does Ricky Bobby from Talladega Nights on it.
Steve-O.
Steve-O.
A Safe and Sane Holiday.
Kevin Smith, another big comic book fan.
Mr. T.
Mr. T. Stan Lee, the creator of Spider-Man, and the Fantastic Four is also in the CD.
Now, it's great for $6.99, and the artwork just makes it even better. I mean, it's a real collectible because, as we have been mentioning all week long, when this thing sells out, it sells out. It's gone. It's not like we make any more. They're designed to go out of print.
Yeah.
So you ought to pick yours up as soon as you can, and if you want it signed, come on down to the Signal Hill Best Buy. Paul Lee, let's hear it for him, ladies and gentlemen, for the fantastic artwork that he did and for coming down here this morning. A live performance from Kevin Federlezzi. And we're going to hear Christmas in Malibu from Kevin and Bean's Super Christmas when we return right after this on the World Famous K-Rock.
Kevin and Bean's Super Christmas live.
Oh, oh, oh. K-Rock. Yo, 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 you up.
All right, hold on. Get these headphones ready. Hey, hey, turn the bass up in my headphones. I can hardly hear it. Yeah. Yeah, there we go.
Go, Jesus, it's your birthday. We're gonna party like it's your birthday. We're gonna sip eggnog like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a f*** cause it's your birthday. The month, December, the day, 25th. Break out the chronic, bitch, I'm about to get lit. I'm Kevin Federline. I get nasty, I smoke my Christmas tree, and a week is what it lasts me. I drink more drank than that bitch Tara Reid. If I take another sip, then my liver's gonna bleed. It's Christmas time in Malibu. I don't call it Hanukkah, cause I ain't no Jew. But Jesus was, so let's get buzzed off sticky green chronic with bright purple fuzz like Snoop Dogg. I love the sticky icky, any type, any flavor, cause you know I ain't picky. Dear Santa Claus, all I want this year is a fat sack of chronic and an ice cold beer. Let me make this clear, get on your reindeer and bring Kevin Federline a sack of Christmas cheer.
It's Christmas time in Malibu. Throw your drinks in the air, tell me what it do, nephew. Let everyone rejoice and say happy birthday to you. You're the world's dopest Jew.
Jesus!
My Yuletide log is made of skin. My chestnuts are roasting on your chin. And if you rub my Yuletide log, you'll find it likes to shoot eggnog. Brittany got naked, I got loose. And then I stuffed her Christmas goose. Cause I'm hung like a horse, I'm built like a cheetah. I've killed so many beavers, you should probably call PETA. It's sex, it's drugs, it's hip-hop too. This is how we spend Christmas in Malibu. It's Christmas time in Malibu. Throw your drinks in the air, tell me what it do, nephew.
Nephew.
Let everyone rejoice and say happy birthday to you. You're the world's dopest Jew.
Aw, yeah. Just another Escalade in the garage for Federlezzi off that track. Booyaka.
Yo, bro, it's free. Donated.
What do you mean I don't make any money off this song?
It's charity, dude.
Charity?
Yeah, free.
Man, you just stealing from me because I'm a black man.
Yo, yo, hold up.
System coming down on a...
No, you ain't black.
What? Shut up!
You guys black as me.
Bullshit.
Oh, how about that? Kevin Federlezzi, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
That's a world premiere track from Kevin and Bean's Super Christmas. You know, there have been dozens and dozens and dozens of Federlezzi songs that we've had on the air over the past couple of years. This is the first one ever available for purchase.
Yeah.
So, true, yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Federlezzi joining us here at
What's
the Best
up?
Buy.
What's up?
In Signal Hill.
Yeah, playing with fire. Go get it today. Dropped on Halloween.
Yeah.
That's right.
I just checked in the Best Buy. It's already out.
Oh, it is? Yeah, they sell out quick.
No,
dog.
No, they just took
They're
them
hot.
Out.
They're hot. They like hot cakes.
They just took them out. No one's buying
Yeah, they don't sell it at all anymore.
You know what? Because they're combustible. I actually going to burn down the Best Buy. You know what I'm saying?
Right?
They have that ability.
Ah.
By the way, ladies,
I'm divorced now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Any of you ladies out there want the Fresno Frankfurter, come and get it.
Yeah, that's what they're
I'll
looking for.
I'll be backstage.
Federalese, I got to ask.
Yeah, what's up?
Because you made the prediction about how you were going to sell 500,000 copies of your album the week it came out, and you sold a little over 6,000.
Yeah.
And then all of your concert tour dates across the country have been canceled due to poor ticket sales. Do you get to a point where you go, well, the people aren't feeling it. They don't want it.
Yeah, right now, you know, like I said, we talked about this before. I feel like maybe my first artistic endeavor might be over people's heads. It might be too much for the general commercial public to palate.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
So it's too complex.
So I'm gonna rework it. I'm gonna revamp my style. You know, I'm gonna come back with the thunder. You don't worry about me. You can't count Federalese out.
So you gotta dumb it down for the audience.
That's right.
I got
real rappers. They jive when they're back to the wall. You know what I'm saying? I don't crumble and fall. That's how I ride.
So the problem isn't you. It's us.
Yes, that's right. Yes. The problem isn't me. It's you.
Now, when you did that song "Christmas in Malibu,"
that's right.
I'm guessing that was before Britney threw you out on your
Now
ass.
It's Christmas time at the Holiday Inn in Tarzana.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of, yeah.
You know how it goes.
Okay. What about all the reports we've been hearing that your credit card is being declined at restaurants and you're going to the ATM and your card doesn't work? And
you know, I don't even deal with credit. You know, I'm used to that. You know what I'm saying? Because I came up slanging rocks, kicking weight out on the streets. You know what I'm saying? Chopping weight.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, when you're a drug dealer, you can't deal with credit cards. So I'm used to this slanging cash. It's all right. You know, take my plastic. I got Skrilla Scratch paper. You
but
know
do
what
you
I'm
have
saying?
Cash?
Skrilla Scratch paper.
But I since you have no cash.
It's offshore, dog. You don't know where it's at. It's offshore. It's in the Bahamas.
Because we did take a call from somebody at a restaurant who said you didn't have Skrilla Scratch or whatever.
Yeah, I have my security guards take care of that. You know what I'm saying? It's just I needed to go to the ATM real quick.
I got you.
Okay. To get money from my offshore account.
Now, why? Because
it works that way. Yes.
That
how it transfer works? It back here to L.A.
How come you couldn't do Christmas time in Malibu this morning? Is that one too complex?
It's, you know what I'm saying? I don't have my backup singers here. You know what I'm
okay.
saying? You know, I had to reach back into the pantheon of great Federline songs.
Okay.
All right. And grab one for you. And also because, like I said, because of the divorce, I don't think Christmas time in Malibu is really relevant anymore.
Right.
So I wanted to find a song that means more to today.
Okay.
You know, I'm about today.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying, dog?
What song are you going to perform for us today?
The Meanest Penis from L.A. to Venus.
Okay.
It's my crown jewel, in my opinion.
Okay. This is one of the first... Five or six, wasn't it?
This is about a year and a half old,
yeah.
And you
but
know
it's
what I'm
about
saying?
Today, though, right?
It's about today. You know what I'm saying? It still applies. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. So the great band Greenbrier Lane is here.
Greenbrier, Liz Zane,
and they're going to be backing you up.
That's
Easy.
Right.
Okay.
That's right.
Are you ready to rock it out live?
I don't know. Are you guys ready?
Yes. Come Woo! On. A couple of them clapped. I mean, you got that going for you. All right. World premiere live on the world famous K-Rock, I guess. Kevin Federlese with Greenbrier Lane. You're going to be doing. What's the name of the song again, Kevin?
It's The Meanest Penis from L.A. to Venus.
All right. Let's check it out. This one's for the little kids in the audience.
Yeah. You guys ready for this? Playing with fire. Remember, that's my album. There is a monster that lives in my pants. I have to tape it to my leg every time that I dance. It is my weapon that's constructed of meat. All the wannabe players, they just can't compete. My penis, it slithers like a snake. It can dance like a stripper in a birthday cake. I'm hung like a horse, I'm built like a cheetah. My penis is the straw for your flesh margarita. My shaft is long, my sack is saggy. There's actually a reason why my pants are so baggy. John Holmes and Tommy Lee got nothing on me. I'm the foot-long lover, Kevin Federlese. Imagine Jack's unit on Mini-Me's body. I feel the Grand Canyon every time I go potty. So go and get your daughter, put her in hiding before I make her walk like she was horseback riding. There is a monster in between my legs. A giant sausage serving side two eggs. Every night I put women into submission. I drop their uterus like an old transmission. I'm not a two-pump chump, I'm a vaginal invader. My penis violates you like the Oakland Raiders. Better be prepared, don't get nervous. I've been known to poke a hole in a female cervix. Bend over, touch your toes, that's how the story goes. Sometimes a pubic mullet, sometimes it's cornrows. I'm the black dirt diggler, I'm a Nubian prince. My penis has been known to make white girls win toothache. Is what I bring to the table. I deliver cream cheese and you got the furry bagel. Don't get it twisted, better line pack the beef. The Romeo you need for some sexual relief.
There is a monster in between my legs. Sing it! A giant sausage served beside two eggs. Every night I put bitches into submission. I drop their uterus like an old transmission. When I say K, you say fed. K, K. When I say friends, you say no. Friends, friends. I want to thank all y'all for coming out to Long Beach to see me get the fed at least. Word, flame of fire, 07.
It's Kevin. All right.
Look at that.
And the littlest kids in the audience enjoyed that.
You know, this is the largest crowd I've ever had at one of my shows.
I bet it
amazingly.
Is.
Did you notice that when you said, when I say Kevin, you say Fed, that there was not much sound?
There's not much reaction, but you know what I'm saying? My big boisterous voice might drown out the crowd. I have that capability.
That's what it is.
All right.
That's great work right there. By the way, more tickets you can win for K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2006. Later on today, the band OK Go will be here. And we've got so much more live from the Signal Hill Best Buy. We'll be back after this on the world famous K-Rock.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show live from the Best Buy in Signal Hill, where you can buy the Kevin and Bean Christmas CD, Kevin and Bean Super Christmas, which Bean holds up right there for you. And we're going to sign them a little bit later on this morning.
Very excited. OK Go is here, by the way. They're going to be performing live. I know we got some OK Go fans in the audience here today. Ralph is on stage right now with the band Greenbrier Lane, who is the house band of the Kevin and Bean Show. Been with us for a number of years. They can do anything. And Ralph, explain briefly what we're going to hear here before we move on.
Well, the theme this year to the Christmas CD is Kevin and Bean Super Christmas, and each and every one of the members of the morning show has a super secret identity, a crime-fighting secret identity. And what I asked the guys from Greenbrier Lane to do as we were putting this together is to create a theme song for each and every one of the characters. So Kevin's character, Special K, has his own theme, Beanbot, which is Bean's superhero alter ego. He's got his own theme. And, of course, it wouldn't be complete without Lisa May's secret identity as the pet parent.
That's her.
So now we bring to you the origin of the pet parent. Lovely Lisa May thought nothing of allowing her pet dogs to be up on her bed while she had sex with her many, many, many gentlemen friends. It was this lack of common decency that would cause her world to change forever. One night, a strange radioactive shih tzu found its way through Lisa's doggy door and up under her bed. Startled by the ferocity of her lovemaking, the shih tzu bit Lisa May, and the resulting chemical reaction in Lisa's bloodstream would endow her with all the extrasensory gifts of a canine. Today, Lisa May uses her super hearing, her super smell, and her toxic anal glands to battle any crime against man or beast. At the first sign of trouble, she changes into her alter ego. She is the pet parent.
Bitten by a radioactive shih tzu late at night. She transforms to canine form for animals she fights. She talks to dogs, she talks to cats. When you pass, she may sniff your ass. Don't be alarmed if she poops in your grass. The pet parent, whoa.
Yes, very nice.
Well done. That has to be the first time radioactive shih tzu has ever been worked into a lyric of a song.
Kevin, you can't say that word on the air.
The dog. The shih tzu's a dog, yeah. Dude.
7:43 on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're live from the Best Buy in Signal Hill, so come on down. And don't forget, even if you can't make it here today to get your copy signed, you can buy Kevin and Bean Super Christmas at Best Buys all over Southern California. So who saw the Letterman show last night?
I did.
No. Yes.
Yes.
The mea culpa.
I did. I thought he did a great job.
Where's Jerry Seinfeld? Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
How did you get back here already when you were at Letterman last night?
I have a private plane.
Okay.
I'm very rich.
Now, Jerry, the reason...
I've got lots and lots of money.
You are very rich, yes. So you were going to be on the Letterman show anyway last night, but
yes.
You thought, hey, I'll give up some of my time to bail out my old pal Michael Richards Kramer from your Seinfeld TV show.
Kramer's in trouble.
What do you make of the trouble he got himself into on stage at the Laugh Factory?
Kramer doesn't like the black people.
Well, that's what he said.
So I had to get him on Letterman so he could make his career back.
I have a few clips of the apology. If you don't mind, I'll play them and then we can get what you think.
Worst apology ever.
Well, it wasn't great.
It was horrible.
All right, here's the beginning of it when Dave says hi.
Hi, Michael. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm not doing too good.
Yeah.
I lost my temper on stage. I was at a comedy club trying to do my act and I got heckled and I I took it badly and went into a rage and said some pretty nasty things to some Afro-Americans.
Now, he said Afro-Americans.
He's using Afro-Americans.
Yeah, I think
Afro-Americans. The very popular Afro-American phrase.
What, early 1970s, maybe, is when that was popular?
Decided against Negro.
Right. So the crowd.
Went from Negro to Afro-American.
So the crowd hears Afro-American, and they find it a little bit funny and start laughing.
A lot of trash talk, and
stop laughing. It's not funny.
That's you, Jer.
Not funny.
Stop laughing. It's not funny.
Hello, Newman.
So you're there sincerely trying to help out your friend, and the audience is already making fun of him. The guy's poor guy's only been
up Kramer.
20 seconds. Yeah.
He's got no career.
He's got nothing.
And he does say Afro-American, and that's a little odd.
Yeah.
So then he goes on.
I'm really busted up over this, and I'm very, very sorry. And I'm concerned about more hate and more rage and more anger coming through, not just towards me, but towards a black-white conflict. There's a great deal of disturbance in this country and how blacks feel about what happened in Katrina.
I'm sorry?
What is he talking about? I give him a chance on national television to improve the situation.
He's your friend. You tell us what he's talking about.
He's an idiot.
So then he goes on to say that he's very sorry and he's going to find out where this came from.
I'm deeply, deeply sorry. I'll get to the force field of this hostility, why it's there, why the rage is in any of us, why the trash takes place, whether or not it's between me and a couple of hecklers in the audience or between this country and another nation.
Okay, I'm sorry. This country and another nation?
That is Kramer's superpower. The force field of hostility.
What is the force field
of
hostility?
He's super bigot.
But I don't understand how nations against each other gets brought into what it was basically just a dispute between Michael Richards and a couple of club goers.
He's trying to create world peace.
Is that what he's doing?
He's helping the world.
Wow, I didn't
get
that.
With the force field of hostility.
So I have one more clip, and this is him kind of, he doesn't really explain it away, but he's trying to help people understand how he got to that point.
You know, I'm a performer. I push the envelope. I work in a very uncontrolled manner on stage. I do a lot of free association and spontaneous. I go into character.
How's that working for him, do you think?
I think that's a hilarious character.
I'm not a racist. That's what's so insane about this.
Right.
I don't, and yet... It's said.
It is said. That's true.
It has been said. In fact, I just said it. And Jason Alexander hates Mexicans.
He does?
Julia Louis-Dreyfus hates Jews.
Is that right?
The whole cast is racist.
It's just so bright you can't see the time.
7:57.
We literally can't see what time it is. We can't see anything because they have spotlights in our eyes. I don't know exactly why that is, but
it's like we're in Abu Ghraib right now, is what it is. It's I somehow think I should be.
We're
going to
make a nude pyramid in just a little while.
Oh, good.
Yeah. OK Go coming up just after the top of the hour here on the world famous K Rock. First, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat and a review of last night's Barbara Streisand show. How was that, Ralph?
How
dare you?
How was Barbara Streisand?
How dare
Did
you?
Ralph
How was
go?
That show?
Yeah, I went. I took my mom and dad.
No
How
kidding.
Was Barbara Streisand?
That was her last one, right?
Here's the thing. It was the end of her charity tour.
He's been saying that for 10 years.
Here's the thing.
How
Barbara
was
Streisand.
It?
You say, I'm going to see Barbara Streisand, and you just cringe because then I can't freaking go to see Barbara Streisand, right?
Yeah.
And then you get there, and she gets on stage, and she's so freaking talented.
Yeah. No, she is. She's amazing.
That even if you don't like the music, you can't help but be impressed by how talented she is.
No.
So it wasn't nearly as bad as I thought.
Oh, Kevin,
it was
you
be.
Went
what
to see
What percentage
Barbara
of the guys there were gay?
Including me?
Mm-hmm.
99%.
That's what I thought.
Rob, did she do her political banter?
She did her little sketch with George W. Bush. The impersonator comes out and they do a little comedy.
Oh, that's got to be good.
I was very strong.
That probably went over okay in L.A., though, at least.
Well, no, because somebody heckled her in the audience last night. And she started calling him the N-word.
No.
I don't think. And your N-word.
No.
Hang you upside down, put a fork up your
ass. That was Michael Richards from Seinfeld on stage over the weekend.
You sure?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Oh.
Hey, it's 7:58 on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's KRQFM passing Los Angeles. We're at the Best Buy in Signal Hill. Super Christmas on sale at Best Buys all over Southern California for just $6.99. We're signing them for you here today starting at 10. And Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat.
Who wouldn't like to have sex with a convicted rapist and wife abuser that has a giant tattoo on his face?
Oh, so exciting.
Well, sure. One.
But wait, there's more. How much would you be willing to pay to have sex with a man like that?
You so gotta
have
pay?
To pay. Oh, you have to pay. Apparently, Mike Tyson's got a new career. Heidi Fleiss, who has a legalized brothel for women that she's opening up in Nevada, has invited Mike to join the staff. And Mike has said yes.
He has?
Yep.
All right.
Tyson's quoted as saying, "I don't care what any man says, it's every man's dream to please a woman and get paid for it." So Mike's got a new career.
I don't blame Mike for doing it. Right. I don't blame him at all. But seriously, women, are you going to pay for it? Ever?
No.
Ever?
You know, even Scott Peterson has his groupies, though. I mean, there are a lot of women that are messed up out there that are really turned on by that, you know, bad boy. I mean, extreme bad boy.
But once those four women go to the brothel, then right. How does Mike make a living afterwards? That's what I want to know.
And they open the door, and it's like a dark alley, and then they provide the girl with mace. Hit the whole thing.
The whole rape experience.
Yeah.
Come here, I want to talk to you.
What a terrible idea.
I want to punch you and rape you. Yeah, that'd be fun.
The average person believes that I'm a nut and I deserve whatever happened to me.
Right.
I never dreamed of living this long. I never dreamed of fornicating with as many beautiful women as I did, of having as much money as I did, and having as beautiful and intelligent kids as I did.
Yes.
So if I was a dad mom, I've won. I've won.
Okay. I've fornicated a lot. Interesting news coming out of Hollywood regarding some casting. The next X-Men movie already in the works. The fourth X-Men movie. The popular character Gambit. Speaking of superheroes and the Super Christmas, Gambit is a popular X-Men character. Looks like the role's going to go to Josh Holloway from Lost, who plays Sawyer.
Yay! Woo!
The ladies love him.
Ring that damn bell.
Bean has an unnatural hatred of him. And
I don't know why you don't like Sawyer.
I think it's because his wife loves him.
I know you brought that up, and that's not it at all. It's that he's either a terrible actor or his character is so unwatchable that
he's
I hate
not.
Him.
He's neither of those.
He's supposed to be a bad guy.
He's squinty.
He's supposed to be a smartass.
What kind of review of acting is squinty? He just always looks like he's taking a poo.
He's not Gilbert Godfrey.
He's like Clint Eastwood. Always found him squinty, too.
Josh Holloway is just painful to watch.
I find him to be by far the most interesting character on the entire show.
Me too.
Mr. Echo is dead and freaking Josh Holloway's character is still alive. Kill Sawyer, that's what I've got to say.
Why don't you kiss my ass, Freckles?
Exactly. And all of his stupid little nicknames. Just hate him.
When we had Steve Carell on the show, we talked to him about the Get Smart movie that he's doing based on the popular comedy series from the 60s.
Yes.
Where he plays a secret agent. Of course, the opposite Agent 86 has to be Agent 99 from that show, and they've been searching far and wide to find the perfect girl to play her, and it looks like they've found her, Anne Hathaway.
She would be great.
I can see that.
Yeah.
She's beautiful. She's funny. I think that's a great choice.
Yep. Looks not dissimilar to Barbara Feldon, who played the role on TV.
And some sad news coming out of Hollywood today as well. Peter Jackson apparently has scrapped his plans to make the Lord of the Rings prequel The Hobbit because of some... Yeah, he's not going to be doing it. They're probably going to make it, but he won't be directing.
That's
because there's some financial dispute between the money that is owed him, he believes, from New Line Cinema regarding the DVD sales of the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
No kidding.
And that can't be resolved, and he says he's got no choice but to not work for New Line, and since they own the rights to the Tolkien books, he's going to have to go on and do other projects.
I can't see Peter Jackson doing anything with a Tolkien book anyway.
Wouldn't sell, you don't think?
Yeah, I don't think he could make it.
Not a big hit?
No.
No. Maybe he can do King Kong 2. Trying to move the body. That would be a good film. That big body trying to get it out of New York. That'd be interesting. Kevin could go and cry.
It'd
be very good. Right. Let's talk about today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Harold Ramis, actor and director. He directed Groundhog Day with Bill Murray. As Bean mentioned, he was involved with Animal House. Ghostbusters, he was in that as well. Very funny, talented guy. 62 years old today. Goldie Hawn, actress, who was at the Barbara Streisand show last night, by the way. Looking terrific.
Okay.
Great show last night, Babs.
Yeah.
They had Il Divo, too, those four tenor guys.
Yeah. I heard that.
They're good.
Okay.
And good looking.
Okay.
I think going to the show last night made me a little gay.
I think so, too. You had no choice. It wasn't your fault.
Brian Ritchie, bassist for the Violent Femmes, is 46 years old today. Nicolette Sheridan, actress from Desperate Housewives, is 43. Jenna Malone is 22 years old today. We won't go into her lengthy resume this particular show.
Covered it. Trust us when we say she's been in some stuff.
Yes. And Bjork. Bjork, the little Norwegian elf. Where is she from?
Excuse me, Icelandic.
Icelandic.
I love her so.
Little Icelandic wizard. Kevin, she does. She has magic, right? Isn't that what she does?
She doesn't do magic.
She has spells on people. She takes elk horn and makes herself fly and stuff.
We've been lucky enough to have her on this show for many times over the years.
Yeah.
And Kevin will tell you she's one of the most fascinating, interesting people you'll ever talk to.
I like to play with the fairies and the wolves in the forest, and then we all dance and bathe in the stream.
Fascinating.
That's how she talks. She's nuts.
Fascinating, yes. Interesting, yes. deserving of the bell?
Absolutely.
Sorry.
The only time she's ever been fascinating, interesting, or entertaining is when she was beating the snot out of that reporter in the airport. That was awesome. Yeah. You know? That's good stuff.
That's
right
good
there.
Stuff.
Yeah. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Okay, go. That is Father Christmas on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Kevin and Bean at the Best Buy in Signal Hill. And we got a couple of guys from OK Go up on the stage with us.
Kim and Damien, good morning.
Good morning.
OK Go is here. They're going to be performing in just a few minutes. You know, we got so much stuff we want to talk to you about since the last time we saw you was in New York for the MTV Video Music Awards. A lot has happened to you since then. But let's start with Father Christmas since we just heard it. We came to you and we said, guys, we're doing a Christmas CD for charity. What do you got?
The Kinks.
How'd you pick it?
The Kinks.
That's all you had to tell, right?
Yeah,
what are you saying?
Christmas songs, you know, rock Christmas songs generally kind of suck.
Yes, yeah. There are very few really good ones.
Yeah, so you need one that's mean.
Right.
And the Kinks make great meat. It's early.
Yeah, I know it is.
You're going to try and sing it.
Great,
too,
mean rock songs.
All right.
For the kids who may not be familiar with that song, when you buy your Kevin and Bean Super Christmas CD today and you listen to it, you'll realize that Santa gets rolled. It's actually a pretty dicey proposition.
Yeah, it is. And by a great band originally.
Did you have a bunch of songs you were considering, or was that just a given, that one?
The other one was
Santa Baby?
Well,
no?
Tim sings a pretty good Santa Baby as Ethel Merman.
Can we hear Tim as Ethel Merman?
Santa Baby!
Very nice.
That's all you're going to get from me this early morning.
Well, we can't thank you enough for contributing that. And again, the proceeds go to terrific local charities, so we really appreciate it. When we saw you in New York, it was the day or two before you were getting ready to do the treadmill live.
Yes.
Here it goes again. You were doing it live. Who saw OK Go doing that on the MTV Video Music Awards? It was, I've never been so panicked for people as when they started doing that, because it's live, you got one chance to do it, and I know you guys rehearsed all week long, but still, it had to be terrifying.
It was a little scary.
It definitely was.
It was all those famous people around. You know?
Yes.
They freak you out.
I know.
But there's also something innate in me, and I'm sure a lot of other people, that say, I like you guys, you're great guys, but God, I hope something goes wrong.
Oh, no.
We hope something wipes out, because that'll be funny.
We probably disappointed more people by completing it.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
It was kind of a no-lose situation, because if we crashed and burned, it would have been better TV.
Right, exactly. So, you
know. That's true.
All right, what are you going to do?
So you got a bunch of new stuff in stores for Christmas, and I'm not sure that I fully understand some of the stuff you're selling now. Why is there an OK Go tie, and what's that all about?
It's a hot tie. I mean, people need ties, obviously.
Right. And now you are one of the sharp dressed bands, of course. You're famous for your style, but it's a limited edition set of 65 OK Go ties and 35 OK Go buttons, and you're selling them on eBay.
Yeah.
And what's where did this idea
come
from?
Well, a friend of ours who's a clothing designer actually came to us and said, I want to make an OK Go tie. And we were like, well,
you said, why?
No.
Oh, you didn't say why.
It's obvious that people need ties, and we should be the people supplying them.
Okay.
Of course, so.
All right.
But we told him, as long as you don't use sweatshop labor in Indonesia. And he said, okay, then I will make a limited edition run of vintage ties with OK Go embroidery.
Oh, there you go.
So he had to change his plan once you said,
exactly, because he wanted to try to dominate the third world. And
right.
We're like, no, it's Christmas.
Sure, exactly.
You can do that during Lent.
All right, so is that the only place to get them, is eBay? You can't get them through your website or anything?
That's right. I think there's links through our website, which is okgo.net.
All right, now tell me about, you've re-released the album, right?
We have, with a DVD in it.
And now the DVD is what sounds crazy. Tell us what all's on there.
Well, there's 17 or 18 videos. There's like there's our rock videos and our dance videos and some weird movies that we made, and then there's like the making of the treadmill piece and the making of the album piece. There's,
okay,
I think it's like an hour or an hour and 20 minutes of footage. Just tons of stuff.
Is it unedited? Is it just some guy with a camcorder handheld?
Luckily, it is edited.
Okay,
this is why we can still get up in the morning, because if you saw the unedited stuff, you know.
Tell me what you did with all the fan versions of A Million Ways on this DVD.
Well, we made a compilation of as many of them as we could. There's 200 different versions of people doing our dance in their own backyards, essentially. Some people's backyards are like the bottom of a swimming pool.
Right.
Some people did it in a giant department store.
Right in the middle of Hollywood and Vine.
Right in the middle of Hollywood and Vine. Yeah. There's a Canadian ice skating duo that did it as their ice skating routine.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's really crazy.
Awesome.
So we edited together as many of them as we could find on YouTube, and we put them on the DVD.
Isn't that awesome to have those all in one place like that? That's the coolest.
It's pretty cool.
And to have the technology for people to be able to make their own video to your songs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
It seems like OK Go has figured out a way to really harness the technology. I mean,
we've harnessed
it. I mean, it's really to your credit. I mean, think how many people have heard your music because of this cool stuff like that. So it's all available. That's in stores now, and you can go to eBay and get the tie. What are your plans for the holidays? You guys just still road dogs?
Yes, we are. We've been on the road forever. 22 straight months it is now, and we're going to keep going right through Christmas.
Wow. Do you love it, or at this point, do you hate it and just want
to
stop?
The first month is like the best party you've ever been on, and then the first 6 months are like, this is pretty great, and the first year is like, I've got a very good job, you know, and then at about 21 months... you start to want to kill everything that moves.
Right. Yeah. And then some a-hole DJ calls and says, hey, come to our show at 8 o'clock in the morning. Right?
You know, I'm making a mountain out of it. It's actually a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, it can be tiring, but it's a great job.
There are girls with pillows embroidered with your names in the audience, guys.
Those are awesome.
Pillows.
Look at that. Look at that.
Those pillows probably look pretty good to you about right now.
Yeah,
exactly. All right.
Should steal those from them and sell them on eBay.
There you go. We played Father Christmas from OK Go. That's available at Kevin and Bean's Super Christmas, only $6.99 at all Southern California Best Buy stores. But since you're here, maybe you wouldn't mind playing a few numbers for the kids.
Let's do it.
What do you think?
Fantastic.
Yeah. We'll take a quick break and come back live in Signal Hill at the Best Buy, and we'll be right back with live music from OK Go next on K-Rock. Again, we are in Signal Hills, and we are out here for the CD release party. We got OK Go here to play some live music for you. OK Go on K-Rock. Music from OK Go on the world famous K-Rock. How about another song, guys? Keep right on going.
Hey. goodbye after fun. Start your future in the nothing up for two. Now you're ready. Every kind of crazy shock and mind. You took the ticket, decorating me with something was wrong. Playing top bills on the air. It's been nice. Feeling at the top, but you know. You say, come on, come on. Do what you want. What could go wrong? Come on, come on, come on. Come on, do what you want. The trickle down days, I woke up numb in a cave. Saw my future in the machine, not for two or three lights. Came in some kind of fight, had her on just so right. Name is starting through the dark, I'm not on something was wrong. When you're tapping on the air in the night, screaming at the top of your lungs. You say, come on, come on, do what you want. What could go wrong? Come on, come on, come on, come on, do what you want.
Take a quick break on the radio. The guys are going to keep playing here for the people that are in Signal Hill. We'll be right back on K-Rock.
All right, we'll see you later, Rick and Bobby.
All right. Hey, everybody. This is Ricky Bobby. You know, when Kevin and Bean asked me to be a part of this Christmas CD, I said, hell no. But then, when they told me it was for charity, I said, no again. Anyway, one big K-Rock endorsement deal later, and here I am. Now, those of you that follow NASCAR already know that Christmas is my favorite holiday, and that baby Jesus is my favorite of all the Jesuses. So I thought, what I'd like to do is take this opportunity to send the little baby Jesus a special Ricky Bobby birthday wish. And it goes a little something like this. Dear baby Jesus, so small and in your little infant manger, just cooing and making noises because you don't know how to talk, but still being holy and beautiful and cherubic, and your skin and so fresh and not sunburned yet, and you smell like a baby does, which is usually like baby powder or some sort of liniments and oils and myrrh because you're holy, and that's what the wise men brought you. They brought you myrrh and incense and so like a flashlight or something. I can't remember how it goes. But dear little baby Jesus, happy birthday to you on this glorious day. I mean, it's a great day. It's your birthday. Hey, it's your birthday. You probably want to go to Vegas and party with your buddies. But you're just a baby. You can't drive a car. But you could hire a limo service or maybe get a cheap flight on Southwest. They leave like every half hour. Get a suite at the Mirage. You know, party down with some other your baby friends. I don't know. You do whatever you want to do. It's your birthday. So celebrate it. And I want the people out there to celebrate it and think about you, the little baby, who looks over us all and drools. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, man, everybody.
Aww. Seriously. Aww.
That's touching. That's beautiful.
Happy birthday, baby Jesus.
That's Will Ferrell from Kevin and Bean's Super Christmas on sale at Best Buy stores all over Southern California for $6.99. Proceeds to charity. Folks, how about OK Go? How was that, huh?
Oh, great.
You know, it was kind of embarrassing. OK Go did a couple of songs for us off the air in addition to the two you heard on the air. And at one point during that last song, did you see Omar jump up and grab the guitar out of that guy's hand?
I didn't know who it was.
Omar runs up there and he starts trying to play the guitar with his freaking penis. And I'm like, seriously, Omar, what are you doing? And he's waving it around. He's waving the guitar over his head. He's like, I am the rock god. And we're like, oh, my God. It was just so embarrassing. It's just we got a whole crowd here of OK Go fans. He's just, like, disrupting their performance. Bean. They're so nice.
And he started throwing full cans of beer at the audience.
Kevin.
And I thought that was a
hey, guys.
Harsh.
It's just inappropriate. What? Omar, what? We're telling a story. What?
That wasn't me. I'm here back at the studio.
Oh, you're not down at Signal Hill with OK Go and all the Miss Double Decembers?
No.
In the crowd?
Oh.
I wonder who that was then. That was weird. How about that?
That looks just like you.
Ralph Garman is up with the band Greenbrier Lane, the house band of the Kevin and Bean Show. They're all over Super Christmas. What do you got for us, Ralph?
A microphone that's not on.
Besides a mic that's not on, what else you got?
Hey, Japanese Cowboy, can you put his mic on the air? Japanese Cowboy is our...
Yeah, maybe you could just, like we've been doing all day, so that we can actually hear from the stage. That's fantastic. No, they don't want you to be heard. I'm sorry about that. Maybe you could come right back down here then, perhaps.
This is going well.
Yeah. Hi, Ralph.
Hey, how you doing?
What do you got for us?
Couldn't hear me up there, huh?
Not at all. Not even a little bit.
Well, I don't have nothing for you if these mics don't work.
So Japanese Cowboy does not want you to be heard.
How about Greenbrier Lane? We'd like them to be heard.
You know what we could do is we could play the mole track, and then we'll work on our electronics while we're while that's playing.
So these mics aren't working?
Well, not right this second.
Still not working?
Not working.
How about now?
I don't know.
Are they working now?
Let's hear from Kevin and Bean's Super Christmas. This is Mole.
Hey, you know who it is? It's Mole! And here's my superhero story. It was a dark night this one time, and I was all done scraping out all the paraphernalia out of every pipe in the party box, and there was nothing left. And then I looked over and I spotted Long Bong Silver. It had been a super long time since I swapped out that dog water. It looked like a tube of beef gravy. So there's nothing else I could do. That's right, I totally chugged it. What I didn't know was the bong water was totally radioactive, and I became Bong Water Dude Man Guy. Well, first I became totally wasted, then I became Bong Water Dude Man Guy. Now I have the superpower to make a smoking device out of anything. Don't have a paper or a pipe or a power hitter or a steamroller or a one hitter or something? No problem. Bong Water Dude Man Guy to the rescue. I can make you a device out of an apple or a soda can or a banana or a file cabinet or a mechanical bull. So whenever and wherever there's a call for help, help Bong Water Dude Man Guy, I'll be there in a flash. Just let me finish watching Battlestar Galactica for this awesome episode. Up, up, and away! Merry Christmas! Happy Hanukkah, Bean!
Why does he always say that?
I don't know. I have no idea to tell you
that
the truth.
Jewish?
That's Mole from Kevin and Bean's Super Christmas on sale today. Let's try again. Ralph on the stage with Greenbrier Lane.
I like me now.
Oh, so much better. So much better.
Us two?
Yes.
Sounds good.
Very nice.
Yeah, all day long we've been debuting the origins of the superhero characters made up of the Kevin and Bean Show morning staff. And right now Greenbrier Lane would like to tell you along with me the origin of assistant producer Alex.
Super Whore.
Who is known around the K-Rock studios as Whore. So we're thinking, how do we make Whore a superhero? We'll make her Super Whore.
Super Whore.
Exactly. Alex Warren was born the only daughter of Queen Hey I Wanna Do Ya, ruler of the super sluts who lived on the mystical Whore Island. She was sent by her mother to live among us in order to teach us all to make love, not war. Well, not make love, technically, but to at least engage in anonymous but low-risk sexual activity, not war. Steadfast to her mission, Alex has taken a solemn vow not to be deterred by such obsolete concepts as marriage or monogamy. Instead, she will continue to battle oppression wherever she finds it. And mostly she finds it in bars, backseats, and bedrooms. She's the slut-tastic Super Whore!
I'm happy to say.
Wherever she goes, someone she blows. She's a super whore, and she likes it in the rear.
Fantastic. That's the best theme song of all.
I think so.
I'm happy to say that someone here today gets to tag Alex before the end of the broadcast. How about that? Someone here today.
Someone. At least someone. Yeah.
That's something we're giving away. It's a generous offer.
Nick is holding up his sign over there. He's saying, me!
Yeah! I got a sign! Exactly. I got to do it! So a little over an hour from right now, we'll break this equipment down and we'll start signing copies of Kevin and Bean's Super Christmas. Again, just $6.99, available at all Best Buy stores. We're signing it here at the Signal Hill location. There's still time for you to come on down just off Cherry Avenue. Look for the Best Buy store. Greenbrier Lane is here, and we'll give you another chance to win those K-Rock Almost Augusta Christmas 2006 tickets on the way for the world famous K-Rock.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. And we are in Signal Hill at the Best Buy, and Ralph is here to do the showbiz beat and to tell us about how the concert was last night. How was the concert last night, Ralph?
I have more important things to talk about, Kevin. I've got breaking news.
Barbara Streisand.
Breaking showbiz news.
Just in from DNN.
Dave News Network?
The Dave News Network. Apparently, a legendary film director, Robert Altman, has passed away.
Oh, he was so good.
He directed the original movie MASH that the series was based on.
Right.
McCabe, Mrs. Miller, Gosford Park, The Player, just Nashville.
Shortcuts. By the way, he just directed Prairie Home Companion this summer.
Yeah. Yep. How about that?
Sorry to hear that.
What was the problem?
Oldness.
Oldness.
Yes.
Died of oldness.
Died from oldness.
Never know what it is.
So there you go. Also, I got a tip from Doc, our newsman, who's here now to sign CDs with us.
You're not going to act like it's a real fact.
I trust him because he saw it on the Today Show this morning.
Okay.
They had Nicole Brown Simpson's sister on.
Okay.
And she said that Fox offered the family millions of dollars to not complain about the TV special so that they could air it.
Are you kidding?
And the family rejected the money, and they asked Fox about it, and Fox said, oh, no, it wasn't hush money. But they did not deny offering them millions of dollars.
How shameful is that?
Nice.
So there you go. But as you may have heard of yesterday, the O.J. Simpson special is supposed to air Monday the 27th. Is canceled, as is the book, If I Did It, also canceled. So we won't be hearing how O.J. would have murdered those two people if, in fact, he had done it.
Unless you run into O.J. at some point, and then he can tell you himself.
That's right. But now, he will charge you $20.
Yes.
Now, Ralph, at the end of last week, wasn't I on the air saying there's no way this O.J. special is going to air, that they're going to come to their senses and cancel it because it's in such poor taste? And weren't you?
I'm checking the record here, and I can't find that anywhere.
Any
I'm looking in the transcripts, and I can't find that fact. No, I don't think so.
You were begging me, if I recall, to make a wager on it because you said absolutely, of course, it's going to air.
Yes, I think I did do that. And you're so freaking cheap.
Yep.
You did not take me up on it, and it cost you money.
Yes, it did.
That's the funniest part is, yes, we did make fun of you, but you didn't bet on it.
Right.
So you lose
in more ways than one.
Yes, exactly.
Now, I think if you check the tape, you realize how wrong you are. And I think you'll apologize. And I think you'll say, I should send something, and you won't, because you're too wrapped up in yourself.
It's true. Kirstie Alley may have lied about her weight on The Oprah Show.
No.
I think she did.
Touch magazine took a photo of her and showed several nutritionists who said, what do you think she weighs? And they said, oh, 165, 170.
What'd she say, 95?
She said 145.
145 at the show. And they said, there's no way that she weighs that. It's just not possible.
She's pretty tall, and she's still pretty thick.
Yeah.
There's no way she weighed 145.
Plus, they said she had 5-pound weights in her vulva.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. Why?
Some extra weight. I don't know. She just carries them there. It's kind of a workout for her.
How about that?
She's strengthening different parts of her body.
Again, references I simply don't understand.
Yes. Edward Norton has an interesting cause. You know, of course, the actor Edward Norton.
Sure.
He has gone to the Oscar and the Golden Globe people and asked them to stop giving out gift baskets to all the presenters at the top award shows.
Oh, I think that was coming anyway.
You mean the gift baskets that cost $75,000 or whatever?
Yeah, these people, they go back there, and just for presenting an award, they get a basket that has trips to Hawaii in it and jewelry and all kinds of things that they walk out with, literally worth tens of thousands of dollars in these gift bags.
Yep.
He and some other celebrities have gotten together and petitioned the producers of both of those shows, the Golden Globes and the Oscars, to stop giving them out. He says it's hard for him to accept. A lot of us has talked to the Academy Award producers about this, and I think they're actually thinking about scuttling the gift baskets and that kind of stuff. I mean, the gift baskets, worth amounts of money that a low-income family could live on for a year, are given to people who have so much already. It gets depressing. You sit there going, this is an embarrassment.
Not only that, some celebrities are realizing they have to pay taxes on that. It's a gift now, and that has dampened their enthusiasm for them.
You know who would like a gift basket?
Who?
Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They just lost their mansion in Atlanta, Georgia. They were $1 million behind on their house payments.
Is that all?
And they boarded the place up and auctioned it off on the steps of the Fulton County Courthouse just a week ago. So apparently, they've got the same problem in their New Jersey home. Behind on that, too.
So they could lose both of their houses.
She doesn't have any income anymore? Is that the deal?
I can't understand it. I don't know.
Wow.
It seems like she's making an album right now for Clive Davis. You know, the guy she did all those hit records with. There ought to be some sort of advance money, at least.
You think so? Last night, Michael Richards was on the David Letterman show talking about the fact that he went off on two African-American hecklers at the Laugh Factory in West Hollywood. He said that he's not a racist.
Right.
Sometimes he just goes into character, and he pushes the envelope. He's a performer, and he works in a very uncontrolled manner on stage. He does a lot of free association.
He's not a racist. He just hates the black man.
That's right. And that's all. On stage.
Yeah.
It doesn't make him racist.
Don't you think it would have been better for him to just say he's sorry? I mean, he did say that, but it couched it in all those other terms.
Yeah, we didn't want to hear the rest of it. We just wanted to hear the I'm sorry part.
Yeah.
He says he works in free association, but he doesn't believe in freeing the slaves, oddly enough.
Is that right?
Yeah. He still thinks that was a mistake. Years ago.
I think I know what you mean.
It's Tuesday. That means new DVDs are in stores today. Here's what you can pick up off the shelves. Ice Age, The Meltdown is available today.
Should be Michael Richards, The Meltdown is what it ought to be.
Should be. Miracle on 34th Street, just in time for Christmas, a special two-disc set.
One of my favorite movies of all time ever.
How would they put out another new version of? Isn't that movie 50 years old?
Yes. They can make new discs out of anything, my friend.
Yes.
Including the Home Alone Family Fun Edition that opens up today in stores. Oh,
no, not so much.
It's the Family Fun Edition, though.
not for my family.
It's got like a stick of gum or something inside of it.
Is that what it is?
It's fun for the whole family. also, You, Me, and Dupree available today in stores.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One guy. It was that bad, Lisa.
Hey, Owen Wilson's here. Hey, Owen, how you doing? Good to hear you. Seinfeld Season 7 available for disc set today. What's so funny, Mike?
It just seems
coincidental. It's good timing.
It's got the very famous episode where Kramer kicks that black guy in the nuts.
Oh, that was great.
That's I don't remember that one.
You know? Huh. I don't like him, Jerry. Jerry, I don't like the black man.
Isn't that wonderful? It's risque.
The Ali G Show, the complete series, is available today on four disc sets as well. If you loved Borat, you'll love him on the TV show, along with Ali G and his other character, Bruno, which is going to be the next feature film from Sacha Baron Cohen.
Very funny. Great.
And Alias, the complete series, available today on a 29-disc set.
What do we do with all of the discs that we bought through the years of Alias?
Sorry. You want this one. This is the Rambaldi version.
Yeah?
It means the box will give you everlasting life.
Okay. That's what it means. Hey, Ralph, just ahead of the showbiz news, we are going to be looking for contestants here on site at the Best Buy, Signal Hill, for the match game. We're going to give away more tickets for K-Rock almost to Christmas 2003. Sorry, folks, we're in the middle of a hurricane.
The Christmas tree keeps falling on me.
We've got a stupid little red Christmas tree, and it's fallen over on Ralph 10 times during this report.
And yet, I still keep trying to put it up.
Yes, you do.
So,
I'm a little inattentive.
Anything special from the contestants here that would like to perhaps play for Acoustic Christmas tickets?
Are you still talking?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I'm just telling people that they're going to need to raise their hands or something if they'd like to be contestants. That's all.
Yeah, that's all they have to do.
Okay, so Lightning is going to look for them. That's all.
Now, we're going to play match game. We're going to have two contestants play against each other. And what I'll do is I'll be reading some very hilarious stories that have some words left out.
Okay.
And you guys will pick the thing, what your best answer is.
Okay.
And if they match what you wrote down.
Not much chance of that, but okay.
They get a point.
Okay.
It's a fun game. It's fun for the whole family. It's much like the Home Alone Family Fun Edition.
I don't understand this at all.
All right, we'll explain it again in a little while.
All right.
Today's celebrity birthday is Harold Ramis, actor, director, comedian. He's 62 years old today. Goldie Hawn, actress, is 61. Brian Ritchie, bassist for the Violent Femmes, is 46 years old today. Nicolette Sheridan from Desperate Housewives is 43. Jenna Malone, she's been in a lot of things. We found out today she's
did.
A lot of things. 22 years old today. And Bjork.
Oh, let the bell go, Kevin. Come on. Ding, ding, ding,
ding, 41
ding,
years old
ding,
today. Kevin is keeping
game
from ringing the bell for Bjork.
How dare you?
Oh, he snuck in a Bjork bell. I hate when that happens. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. Broadcasting live from the Best Buy in Signal Hill. We're going to do a signing just at 10 o'clock for the new Kevin and Bean Christmas CD, Super Christmas.
That, of course, Foo Fighters, they are playing both nights of K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. And right now, we're going to give away a pair of tickets for night number two. How about Angels and Airwaves, Beck, Evanescence, Gnarls Barkley, Panic at the Disco, She Wants Revenge, Snow Patrol, The Killers, The Rockin' Tours, and Foo Fighters. You can win the tickets with a game we like to call Kevin and Bean's Match Game.
All right, let's meet our contestants. Lightning, who we have playing today?
All right, come on out here, guys. We have Cindy and Craig. Cindy, where are you from? Craig? Lakewood.
Cindy and Craig. All right, here's how the game is played, guys. I will read a question that has a blank in it. Kevin, Bean, and Lisa will write down what they think is the best possible answer to fill in that blank.
No, not yet, Kevin.
Kevin will probably say poop.
Kevin has already written poop. That's already his answer.
Once they're done writing their answers, I'll ask you to fill in the blank, and for each time you match one of our celebrity panel, you get a point.
Who's the celebrity panel?
You guys.
Oh.
The person with the most points at the end of two rounds will win the tickets to K-Rock's Acoustic Christmas 2006 Night 2, okay?
All right.
It's very simple.
Yes.
Have you guys ever seen the match game on television, by the way?
Sounds like 700 years ago.
Okay. In reruns.
Okay, exactly. That's fine. Just curious.
Very
about
simple to play. Craig, let's have you go first. You can pick A or B.
I'll go with A.
A. All right, here it is.
No, not poop.
Not yet.
Poop.
Not yet.
Not poop. Yeah. It's not time yet.
Right. Not poop? Okay.
Sorry.
At the first Thanksgiving, the pilgrim said, I'm kind of pissed off at that Indian chief. At dinner, instead of stuffing my turkey, he stuffed my blank.
My shorts.
Hold on a second. They have to write their answer down, and then
wait,
you have
you
to.
Read it again?
Yes. At the first Thanksgiving, the pilgrim said, I'm kind of pissed off at that Indian chief. At dinner, instead of stuffing my turkey, he stuffed my blank.
Oh.
Write in your answers, please. And let me know when you're done. No. Can't put poop, Kevin. Not everything is poop.
Can't stuff your poop.
Let me know when you have your answers.
I have mine.
All right, Craig, I'm going to need your answer, please. At the first Thanksgiving, the pilgrim said, I'm pissed off at that Indian chief. At dinner, instead of stuffing my turkey, he stuffed my blank.
I want to go with shorts.
Shorts. He stuffed
my shorts.
All right.
Does that work?
Ask.
Kevin said, ask. Bean, what did you say?
Well, in this time of year with the football and the Thanksgiving, the only thing I could think was turducken, Ralph.
Your turducken.
Stuff my turducken, a John Madden tribute.
Two asses and a turducken. Sorry, no matches, Craig. I'm sorry. It's zero for you for the first round. Here is your question. I'm sorry, your name again?
Cindy.
All right, here you go, Cindy. I think I'll let them write their answers first before you answer, okay? I think Psycho Mike is going overboard with this bodybuilding thing. The other day, I found him in the gym trying to lift weights with his blank. You guys, please write your answers down. Please write your answers. Once they get their answers locked in, we'll ask Cindy what she thinks the answer is.
Okay.
Everybody ready?
Yes.
All right, Cindy. I think Psycho Mike is going overboard with this bodybuilding thing. The other day, I found him in the gym trying to lift weights with his blank.
I'm going to say ego.
Nice.
Ego.
Very good.
So much wittier than our answers. So much better. She should be over here playing the game.
No kidding.
You're
so right about that.
Evident matches. Bean, what did you say?
I never thought of ego. To me, the answer was penis. It had to be so obvious it had to be lifting with his penis, I thought.
Yeah, he wouldn't lift much weight with that, would he? What did you say?
I cannot concur with penis. I say ballsack.
Ballsack. All right. And Lisa, what did you say?
I also said penis.
Oh. Two penises and a ballsack.
Ego was a better answer than anyone.
Way better. That was the definitive answer. Good work, Cindy, but unfortunately no matches, so we go into the second round.
Cindy's too smart for this game.
0-0. Cindy, since you went second, you get to pick A or B. A or B, which would you like?
A.
All right.
Lightning doesn't know which one Cindy is.
Yes.
Wasn't paying attention, sorry.
Just joining us, we're playing Match Game for K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2006, night number two tickets.
Once again, let them log in their answers before you answer, Cindy. Here is the question. Santa said, this global warming thing is for real. Just the other day here at the North Pole, I saw a blank sunbathing in the nude. Please write your answers, celebrities. Santa said, this global warming thing is for real. Just the other day here at the North Pole, I saw a blank sunbathing in the nude.
Never seen Lisa so stumped.
I am completely stumped.
Yeah, Lisa's not good at this game. We found that out. We've done this twice, and so far she's been not good. Everybody got their answers locked in?
Yes.
Yes.
Cindy, Santa said, this global warming thing is for real. Just the other day here at the North Pole, I saw a blank sunbathing in the nude.
I'm going to go with the obvious answer and say Eskimo.
Eskimo. She thinks is the obvious answer. Let's see if anybody here on the panel got it right. Bean, what is your answer?
I did not know Eskimos lived at the North Pole.
I didn't either. I'm not sure that was necessarily the definitive answer.
First thought polar bear, and then I thought, well, they don't wear clothes anyway, so they would always be nude, so I went with elf.
May have been the definitive answer.
Went with elf. Sunbathing nude.
That's what I meant.
Ball sack. That's the last one. I'm sorry. I said snowman.
Snowman, also a pretty good answer, sure. Okay. Lisa, what did you say?
I said polar bear.
Polar bear.
Took off the fursuit.
No Eskimos.
Sorry.
Wow. So no matches either.
No matches
ever.
Craig gets one match, he will win the tick.
That's all he needs.
Okay, pressure's up.
If not, it's rock, paper, scissors.
Once again, Craig, let them load their answers in before you answer. The other day at Fridays, one cook said to the other one, "You better stop daydreaming. You just battered and deep-fried your blank." The other day at Fridays, one cook said to the other, "You better stop daydreaming. You just battered and deep-fried your blank." Please write your answers, celebrities. You can't say that.
Celebrities.
I'm reading Kevin's answer. It's very funny. Let me know when you have your answers locked in. Everybody ready?
Yes.
All right, Craig, here's the question once again. Okay. At Fridays the other day, one cook said to the other one, "You better stop daydreaming. You just battered and deep-fried your..."
I'm going to go with the one from the she said earlier. I'm going to go with penis.
Penis is your answer. All right, let's see what our celebrity said. Bean, what did you answer?
Well, I may have had Michael Richards on the brain, but I said you battered and deep-fried your African-American.
No, I'm sorry.
If
it was Michael Richards, you would have said Afro-American.
Yeah, I guess.
No match there. Kevin, what did you say?
All right, we can't say that on the air, but...
part of the ass.
That would be painful.
A-hole.
Sphincter, let's say.
Yes.
Sphincter.
Yes.
No matches. Craig,
come
on, Lisa. Shot. Lisa, what did
for
you say?
For the win!
Yes! We have a match! Craig is our winner. He's won tickets for night number two of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2006. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you.
Congratulations. Well played.
Yes.
That is Kevin and Bean's match game.
And we'll be back. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. And Kevin and Bean's Super Christmas is on sale today at $6.99 at Best Buy stores everywhere. Here's Greenbrier Lane on K-Rock.
Seven greatest heroes: Special K, Bean Butt, the Green Eagle, the Pet Parent, Wrong Man, Super Whore, and Roid Rage. Gathered together from the four corners of the universe, Phoenix, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Philadelphia, they have joined forces in their mission to fight for truth, justice, cold beer, and hot chicks.
Greenbrier Lane on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. That is from the new Kevin and Bean Christmas CD, Kevin and Bean Super Christmas. We would have had them play it live since they are here, but we've got all kinds of technical problems.
Hard to believe.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you hire a Japanese cowboy to run your sound, I guess.
How dare you?
I'm trying my best.
This is...
That voice that you just heard is from a Japanese guy. How strange is that?
Actually, it was Psycho Mike doing it.
Oh, it was? It was you? Oh, no. That's exactly what he sounds like.
Working real hard over here.
I'm trying my best.
I'm going to get you guys up and heard on the radio.
Hey, guys, that's funny and all, but Kevin and Bean Super Christmas is available and on sale in stores right now.
What store would that be?
All Best Buys.
Best Buys?
$6.99, all new. new this year. 35 tracks. Federleasy is on it. Also, 30 Seconds to Mars. We got Wing, Taking Back Sunday, Plus 44. Gunther, She Wants Revenge. Cartel doing Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree is fantastic. New Snow Patrol Christmas music. Jurassic 5. How about Hinder doing Little Drummer Boy? Brand new Angels and Airwaves. Papa Roach, OK Go. Steve-O, Will Ferrell, Mr. T, Super Whore, Kevin Smith. It just goes on and on and on.
How much would you pay now?
it is quite the value for $6.99, with the proceeds all going to charity. And it's really remarkable how many people gave so much time and effort to put the CD together.
As they say, it makes an excellent stocking stuffer.
Yes.
Do they say that?
If you're looking for stocking stuffers, this would be a good size stocking. I mean, it's a CD. You can't just squeeze it into any stocking. But if you had a good size stocking, it would stuff it.
But you can't beat it for $6.99. It's at all Southern California Best Buy stores. Here in Signal Hill, the best Best Buy store of all.
Yeah. That's a brand new one. Look how clean it is.
It is beautiful.
That's got that new Best Buy smell to it, too,
yep.
When you get in there. Oh, it's terrific.
We are going to be signing copies of this CD in about 20 minutes right here in Signal Hill. So if you were thinking, hey, that's cool, I'd like to get it signed maybe to give to somebody who's a fan of the show, today's the day to do it. It's the only place we're going to be signing them.
Right. There you go. So pick it up today, $6.99. The proceeds go to charity, and we will be right back in Signal Hill on K-Rock. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. Yeah, at the Signal Hill Best Buy. Yes, Ralph?
What's the problem, Ralph?
It's so embarrassing every time we do a live event. I'm over there at the new Best Buy. I was checking out. It's brand new.
Right.
So I see Omar over there in nothing but a Speedo and flippers, like swim flippers that you'd wear.
Are you kidding me?
As if he's just come out of a pool. There's no pool for miles around. He's got a liter of Captain Morgan's rum in one hand, and he's got a fistful of Quaaludes in the other one. And he's smashing the windows. Best Buy's in. Give me a PS3, bitch! And he keeps kicking in the windows. He's breaking all the windows,
hey,
swilling Captain Morgan out of the bottle, popping Quaaludes like they were Tic Tacs. They have to call the police because he's breaking the windows. He's demanding a PS3.
Hey,
I'm not paying for it either, bitch. I'm Omar, bitch.
That reflects so poorly on all of us.
Hey guys.
What? Omar,
hey guys.
What? We're telling a story. What?
That wasn't me. I'm back here at the studio.
Oh. You're not down? You didn't
no,
make
that's
it
not me. No.
So you didn't?
Omar is literally the only person from the Kevin and Bean Morning Show that's there.
That's right.
At the station.
Oh, yeah.
Nick, the window licker, is here.
Yes,
Omar
he is.
Isn't here.
That's true.
Yeah.
And he's grabbing up on Miss Double December from last year.
So. I'd like to know when Omar became Charles' security guard, by the way. I'm not paying, bitch. Hello there.
I was just thinking it might have been Dave Chappelle. But now in retrospect, that I think about it.
By the way, speaking of Nick, the hugger, our window licking friend, I had to pull him off of OK Go. He just would not stop hugging those guys.
He was hugging OK Go.
He was hugging them
sure
a lot.
Was hugging
he likes
sure
himself
was.
The OK, and he likes himself the Go.
He likes to hug.
All right, time for Kevin to be. What a do, nephew.
What a do, nephew.
Ordinarily, we would have you give us a call, but today, since we're live at the Signal Hill Best Buy, we thought, why not take care of the kids live here? Not only do you win a brand new K-Rock t-shirt, we're also going to throw in a $100 gift certificate to Kevin Jewelers, California's choice for diamonds, with 21 locations in a mall near you. Producer Lightning, who's first today?
All right, what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Rudy from La Puente.
Hola,
Rudy!
Raiders!
What's up, Rudy?
What to do, Lisa May?
What to do, nephew?
I just want to know how the King of Mexico is going to feel after the Lakers run the Clippers out of Staples Center tonight.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, snap.
It ain't going to happen, man.
Snap.
It ain't going to happen.
Ha! Kobe's going crazy tonight.
Snap!
That's
Kobe
what
can
I'm
go
talking
crazy
about.
All he wants, dude, but you know what? Clips are going to pull it out.
Dave, why
on
do you,
the road.
Why do you think the Clippers
on
are going to
the
on the road?
Road
yeah, why do you think the Clippers are going to win tonight?
Why?
Yeah.
They're the better team, man.
Okay.
Straight
right.
up.
All right.
Well,
there you go.
Are
you willing?
One guy, Elton Brady.
You want to double our bet?
No. I already have a bet with you. I don't need.
Do you want to put a bet on with Rudy?
What does he want? I'll put a bet on with.
I'll let you guys talk about it off air.
I think he wants your job.
He can have your job.
All right.
Clipper Nation, baby.
All right. What's your name? Where are you from?
Umberto Santana from Southgate. And
hey,
give a shout out to the BMC Postal Service.
That's what I'm talking about.
BMC!
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Right there.
What's up, man?
My question is the ding. How long has it been in the station and who came up with it?
Well, the ding existed before any of us were born. I mean, we are just the latest holders of the ding.
Yeah.
But the ding goes back long before us.
We need to take it away from Bean, though. I'm starting to come to the realization that his taste in women is so bizarre compared to everybody else's.
Who's that old hag that he kept dinging for forever? The Golden Girls chick?
Betty White.
Yeah.
Betty White.
Stop that, Bean.
Yeah.
Cut that out.
Why do you ask? What's your interest in the bell?
Well, it came from New Mexico, and this is the first time I ever heard it.
Oh, okay.
All right. You've ever heard a bell.
No bells in New Mexico.
All thank right. you for coming by, man.
It's
enjoy
a
your
state
prize.
Law. It's a state law, by the way.
Is that right?
No
that.
Bells in New Mexico.
All right. What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Nick from West Covina.
Nick?
Hey, Nick.
Yeah,
short for Nicky.
Okay.
It's short for Nikki.
Nikki.
What's Nikki short for?
Nicole.
That's what I thought.
Okay. I get shorter and shorter. I don't like letters
shorter. Nikki, why are you breathing so hard?
I don't know.
Okay. What's your question?
So for people who don't have the time to say Nikki, you go with Nick.
Correct.
Okay. Eventually just be
Go ahead.
Or just.
Exactly.
I want to make a public announcement to people.
Okay.
I work in an amusement park.
Yes.
And basically, lost and found, when people lose their crap, like hats and sunglasses, despite the fact that there are things all over the place and the ride saying, please hold on to your hats and sunglasses,
right,
they still lose them.
Right.
They come to Lost and Found, right, put in a bloody report for it, and they expect us to find their nasty-ass wet hat that fell off, I don't know, on Splash Mountain or something, and return it to them.
I wonder where you work.
Splash Mountain. So, Nick, what you're saying, if I can translate, is that if you lose something, don't go to Lost and Found for it?
No, just hold on to your crap, for God's sakes. Imagine looking for a sunglasses. Everyone's like, yeah, they're black and plastic.
Excellent.
That really helps us. We have millions of black and plastic sunglasses.
Well, then just give them some black sunglasses and send them on their way. You got millions of them.
And then we show them some. They're like, no, those aren't ours.
Nicole,
why?
I hope you're
getting, yelling at us.
I hope you're getting some time off for Thanksgiving.
You guys are probably all guilty of this.
Right.
I know it.
All right, Nick, relax.
Someone spend a little bit too much time with the public.
We'll hold on to our stuff. Jeez, you're welcome.
Step over there. She's going to punch me any minute. Going over there.
Man,
come on over here. What's your name? Where are you from?
Claudia from Southgate also.
Claudia.
Hi, Claudia.
Claudia, do you work at the Fantasy Castle down the street here?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. I was just curious.
Would you like to?
My question was, I wanted some more information because I want to compete in Miss Double December.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
You absolutely do. Well, from here, it looks like she's got the qualifications.
Claudia, how long have you had those?
January of this year. They were my birthday present.
Congratulations. Yeah. That's beautiful.
Well, just about to turn one.
Not quite a year old.
I'm glad you asked. Let us get through the Thanksgiving weekend, and then starting Monday on the Kevin and Bean Show, we'll be unveiling the details on how to apply for Miss Double December 2007.
Cool. One more thing. I want to know if I can give Lisa a kiss.
Absolutely.
We insist.
I don't want to speak for Lisa, but yes,
of course.
I would like to speak for her.
I insist.
Ralph, get the hell out of the way.
I'm trying.
All right.
Ralph's moving. Lisa's turning around.
There we go.
What is it? Lip touching.
Oh, they can't see it. Oh, that was weak. Hold on. We couldn't see it. Lisa, you're in the way. One more. Hold on.
Nope, they're done. Sorry, Light.
Easy, Light.
All right.
Come on over here.
You gotta say it. More kisses.
More tongue.
Yeah.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, I'm Mickey from Lakewood.
Oh, too many Nickies.
No, it's Mickey.
Mickey.
Like the mouse. I was standing here in this huge crowd wondering what I was curious about, and I came up with the question, how many inches are each of you gentlemen?
I'm 6 foot. So
no.
Inches.
Down below the waist.
My inseam? I have a 32 inseam, actually.
You know, why
and
don't
be
you,
honest.
Mickey, why don't you just do what everyone else does and wait for us in the van after the show?
I'll answer. I'm 12 long and 7 wide. That's why they call me Thicky.
He was known as Thicky in college. That is true.
I'm 7 by 7, a perfect square.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Like a Foster's can.
All right,
I haven't had an erection in 11 years.
Thank you.
Step on up for your prize. Thank you.
It is 11 inches.
All right. Very
What's
good.
Your name? Where are you from?
Alan from Long Beach.
Hey, Alan.
Yeah, I have a celebrity sighting, and I also work in an amusement park.
Okay.
I was working on one of the booths in the amusement park, and Marlon Wayans comes up.
Marlon Wayans, everybody.
Yeah, and
Huge.
He doesn't even buy the stuff. He kind of stands on the side and has his manager buy everything.
Uh-huh.
And he pays for it all one at a time. Like, his manager goes, and then he comes back. Oh, I want this, too. I want this, too. I want this, too. And then I'm like, all right, is that all for you? Yeah, that's all. And then he comes back. I want this, too. And it just gets really annoying.
Do we need to put his manager on a suicide watch or something? Or you?
Me.
Yeah.
Hey, did he ever lose his nasty-ass cap and have to go to Lost and Found?
I kept the hat.
I actually feel sorry for the people who have to work with the public at this time of the year. I do.
Yeah, that's true.
They're not happy either.
Because people are bad.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's be honest.
And celebrities are the worst. Thank you very much. You'll go get your prize. I'm afraid
you're gonna, one more.
I think we're out of prizes, though. That's the thing.
We can give him a T-shirt or something if it's a good story.
A shirt. You want a shirt? What's your name? Where are you from?
Nader from Long Beach. I know you guys love Delta, but if you quit, would you guys really go to legal issues with him?
Go to legal issues with him? Yes.
What do you mean?
Well, he does have a contract with us. We found that out.
So right? If Delta wants to quit, would you guys take him to court?
Probably, yes. Yeah.
Are you his attorney?
No.
We would sue for custody of the eye. We want the eye.
Yes, in a jar.
In a jar, yeah.
Thank you for asking, though. All right, so we're done and some stuff?
That's yeah. right. We're finished down here.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to do, Bean? You sound disappointed. No, I just want to make sure that now's the time to thank all of our great guests on the Kevin and Bean Show today. Let's give it up for the house band, Greenbrier Lane.
Oh, yeah.
They are fantastic.
And great on the CD.
Check out their website and or MySpace to find out where they're going to be playing near you. Also, thanks to artist Paul Lee for joining us today. He did the terrific artwork on Kevin and Bean's Super Christmas. How about Kevin Federlisi for stopping by here today? The great Ashton Kutcher came down and did a live performance for us today.
Thanks, that was Ashton. Really nice of him to come down here.
I was surprised he had time. Yeah,
seriously, you think he's got to have other projects.
That's something. Yeah.
Also, OK Go for stopping by today. Re-release of their current CD is in stores at the Best Buy just behind us. And I think we took care of everybody, right? And, of course, thanks to Best Buy for having us, too.
Best Buy!
Yes. And thanks for selling our CD as well. Tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show, we have Hugh Jackman, who's going to be calling us about The Fountain.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
We have the iPod police tomorrow. We send Psycho Mike out with a microphone, and he busts people for what they're listening to.
Yeah.
We have Heather Mills McCartney doing her interview tonight on E.
Oh.
No, Extra.
On Extra.
Yes.
Bet she's hopping mad.
Petros Papadakis talking about football this coming weekend.
Big Notre Dame game this weekend.
Yes. A lot of big games coming up this weekend, guys.
Thank you, Petros.
No problem.
Thanks, Pete.
And also the Butterball team.
I'm sorry.
What?
I couldn't quite hear what
you said. We'll see you tomorrow morning, everybody.
Hold on. We didn't hear what you said. What's the other thing we're doing tomorrow?
The Butterball Turkey Hotline.
Oh, the Butterball Turkey Hotline.
Our call every year to the Butterball Turkey Hotline.
Single worst thing we do in the year.
Why do you hate the Butterball Turkey Hotline call?
Because it never works, and they never find it funny, and you guys just keep going. I want to take my life.
But the kids love it, right?
See?
The kids love it. Come
kids
on.
Can't be right all the time.
Also, tomorrow we're doing a special movie beat because new movies are coming out this week. Including Tenacious D.
That's right.
And The Pick of Destiny, which I actually saw, so we'll be talking about that tomorrow also. Fantastic. Hey, thanks to everybody who came down to see us here this morning, too. We've had a terrific time down in Singer Hill. They don't tell me what's coming up next, but I assume it's 40 minutes of really, really good music.
You can make it up.
And that's Cat. It's going to be the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That's
also
a good guess.
Incubus.
Yes.
Probably Nirvana.
Right.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yes.
Snow Patrol.
Yes.
And the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Right.
40 minutes nonstop K-Rock next, right after.